This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome in to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, broadcasting live from Cowder Sport tonight for Week 2. Alongside me is my color commentator, Mark Irvin, and our sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. As we said, we are at Simcoe Field here in Cowder Sport at the Cowder Sport Area Recreational Park, CARP. For Simcoe Field, Week 2 for the Owls. After a disappointing Week 1 start at home against Punxsutawney, and the Chucks were a tough Week 1 matchup for the Owls in 2023. And Coach Bulio, you know, he talked about that coming into the season, about trying to get the offensive line right, and that being including some personnel changes even within the game, and how that game would be won or lost basically on the offensive line. And the Punxsutawney offensive line was a much harder a battle, I think, than the Owls were ready for. They ended up losing 44-0 in Week 1. Wasn't able to get into the end zone. Got close a couple of times. Got into Punxsutawney territory only a handful of times, but did get close to the red zone once or twice. Not able to punch it in, so the Owls are looking to break the snide there and score their first touchdown tonight against the Falcons. Now, the Falcons are undefeated. They also had a blowout win in Week 1 against Keystone, I believe. Not quite 44, closer to like a 37, nothing, something of that area. But Cowder Sport's going to be another tough team. They've got a couple of key players that we're going to need to keep our eye on. And to take us into that and lead us into a little bit of what we'll be looking for specifically here in Week 2. We're going to talk to Coach Pulio himself. Sat down with the man earlier for the coaches show, and we talked about a little bit about that Week 1, what we saw, what we didn't see, and what tonight might look like here against Cowder Sport. So here is the coaches show with Coach Jeff Pulio. Welcome back to the Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Pulio, here for Week 2 of the 2023 season with the Owls at Cowder Sport against the Falcons. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Happy to be here.
All right, we started off Week 1 home opener against Punxsutawney. Tough loss, but boy, did you call it. That was going to be a huge battle up front on the offensive and defensive lines. And boy, I tell you, I know it's Week 1 and we don't have anything to measure it up against, but I'd be surprised to find out that there are any offensive lines as bigger and stronger than that Punxsy line.
Yeah, they were impressive. And they, like I said, they jumped out on film. We knew going into it was going to be a tough night for us up front. We tried to come out and try to wear the clock down a little bit. And, you know, we had some success early. A couple injuries in the game kind of threw us out of what we wanted to do and kind of got off schedule early. So it was kind of a snowball from there. But you regroup and we look, forward to tonight.
And we saw, as you mentioned, some personnel changes within the game, and that was all according to plan for you, just like you said, is just kind of finding out who can perform and getting a feeling for those new guys.
Yeah, I think we're playing some different people up front, so it's kind of mix and match at this point to try to find the right combination, and trying to get guys to do the right things, not just on the field, but off the field. We're kind of having issues there right now. It's trying to get everybody on the same page, pay attention to detail, and just move forward.
And you mentioned, that a few injuries had also snowballed into some bigger effects. And I was wondering, and I think I wondered out loud on the air, we saw A.J. Gleason with some heavy work just on that first series. And then it seemed like he was maybe a little bit of a decoy come later on, second quarter, third quarter. Was he kind of fighting through something there on the field?
Yeah, he had something going on, illness kind of thing that kind of came out of nowhere. It caught him completely by surprise as well. I think we're past that. I think he feels good this week. So hopefully going into tonight, he's 100% and ready to go.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of some of the specific personnel, Got to look at Jake France in some limited action. He caught a couple passes. He made some defensive plays, some big tackles. Boy, does he look like he's going to be fun to watch this year.
Yeah, and that was kind of the thing with our game plan against Punxsutawney and trying to run the ball. We weren't able to get the ball to Jake as much. That has been a point of emphasis this week, is to kind of let Talon and Jake go a little bit more. So my guess is if things go according to plan tonight, you're going to see some explosive plays, especially to Jake France.
And speaking of Talon Reese, I think we've probably said it a few times on air, but I don't think he gets enough credit for how tough he is. He took off on that rollout play and just landed an absolute truck stick against that Punxsy defender going for a tackle. And he, in his season last year, he made some plays with his feet, but not a whole lot. Are you letting him kind of open that up a little bit this year?
Yeah, Talon really paid the price in the offseason in the weight room. He's added a lot of strength to his frame. We feel much more confident in him taking off and running this year than we did last year. He's very athletic. He can make plays with his feet. I think if teams are going to take away our passing lanes like they did, towards the end of last year, it opens up a lot of running lanes for Talon. So he can't be afraid to tuck it and go and kind of make them defend him, through the whole width of the field, not just in the pocket.
Yeah, we've seen him pop up from some absolute hits. So credit to him. He's one tough son of a gun. And Jordy Thompson, with, you opening up the running game, and you said specifically that was part of the plan of attack, controlling the clock early week one against Punxsy. But Jordy now in his sophomore season, another year, able to get a little more work from the backfield as well?
Yeah, he's a dynamic player, so we want to get the ball in the hands of our dynamic players. He shows us in practice every day what he can do. If we can just get him some seams, I think he'll hit them, and he can cut and get to full speed. Better than, I've seen in a long time. So, he's definitely a focal point for us in the offense, and we got to get him going. And he had a strong game defensively, too, yep, for us, and looking for big things and for him on that side of the ball tonight.
Yeah, he had a lot of tackles that week one game. He was busy on both sides of the ball. Now we turn to week two tonight at Cowder Sport, and we talked about Punxsutawney and how strong they were up front. Now, Cowdy is returning another 1,000-yard rusher. I think they ran for 200 yards in their week one win against Keystone, then threw for maybe 15, not really hiding what their game plan is. So is this more, in the trenches, we got to get to it and try to beat our guys down low?
Absolutely. I think they're probably watching the film of us at Punxsy thinking we're going to run a lot of ISO. They ran a lot of ISO against Keystone. I wouldn't be surprised to see a heavy dose of that early tonight. Now, they have a very dynamic playmaker at quarterback still with Ayers coming back this year. He is a game changer. He can make plays on his feet with his arm. He's a big, strong, physical kid. So he's somebody we really have to be aware of in addition to their run game.
Yeah, they're fixing to have another strong season just like they did last year. So it'll be good. Another early test, as we had Punxsy week one, Cowdy week two, early test. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
B298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
All right, back to Simcoe Field following the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio for the Owls week two of the 2023 season against Cowder Sport. Now, Cowdy is our reigning District 9 Class 3 champions, and they are looking to, again, have another successful season. They return a couple of guys that are going to be, big playmakers in tonight's game, and, all season long, assuming And that will be number 18, Ethan Ott. Now, Ethan Ott is just in his junior season. He is listed at 5'11", 159, a prolific running back who was able to put together over 1,000 yards last season and has started strong here in 2023. And he's sharing the backfield with their quarterback, who is senior Gavin Ayers. And he's about as versatile of a quarterback as we're going to run into in this 2023 season, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin's a big guy. He's been around the game a long time. He's got a lot of play time in the last several years. He trusts his weapons. He has a good line, so we'll see what we can do. On film, the Owls matched up size-wise very well with with the Cowdy here. It's just going to be a matter if they can contain those two guys.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, we talked about on air a little bit last week just about how big and strong that Punxsy team was, really the whole team. I mean, they obviously had some big kids up front, but the whole team had a lot of size. They had their fullback, whose name I'm blanking on, but it was just like a giant on the field watching from up in the press box. And this team, you know, like you said, on paper, matches up much more closely size-wise, and I believe we're going to be able to see the Owls, hopefully, if that translates on the field, do a much better job up front on both sides of the ball. And we've also heard, you know, a couple of the things that didn't go well in week one, whether that be A.J. Gleason, whether that be, you know, just some of the game planning that didn't work out. So hopefully through practice, through the difference in size, we'll get a better outcome here tonight in week two.
Yeah, I imagine the Owls are going to try to do something to help out that offensive line a little bit this week. Maybe having the splits a little bit closer, maybe running some jet sweeps, you know, get a blocker at the point of attack. You know, just different plays like that. And as Coach Puglio said, maybe open up the playbook a little bit for Talon to use his legs and have that avenue as well to try to keep the Cowdy defense off balance here.
Yeah, it certainly would be a welcome sight. You know, not that he lacks any ability, but that's what we talked about in the coach shows, just how he showed flashes last year, but he didn't really make a lot of plays with his legs. And a lot of it that was opportunity. He was a pocket passer. He was looking to throw first. And I think as you know, he gets a little bit older, he's got another year of starting. Maybe that starts to open up his game a little bit. We just had our coin toss, and Countersport is going to be receiving first. So that'll bring the Owls kicking unit onto the field. The Owls will be working from right to left. So Cowdy with their first offensive possession, working from left to right. The Owls are in their all-white away uniforms. Countersport in their home with purple tops and silver pants.
Yeah, and it looks like Jake Franz is going to be doing the honors to kick off for the Owls. So let's see if he can impress us again this week.
Yeah, Franz did the opening kickoff last weekend, but that was the only kickoff of the night for Bradford. The punting duties were actually taken over by Brody Havland. And there's Franz up and to about the 15. It's caught, and we are underway. Countersport off and running to the left past the hash mark and dragged down at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, Nick DeGoyer in there on the tackle. Nick put in a good game, good solid game last week. Nick's just a sophomore this year, and so far, last game and this game, he's been impressive.
Yeah, I believe that was Gavin Ayers on the return for Cowdy. Now that Cowdy is taking off, we'll see if we can't pick out some of our starting defenders for Bradford, and then once they get the first offensive possession, we'll bring you the starting offense brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. All right. Countersport lines up. Here's a direct snap to Ayers, and he's going to take off. And nice job there from the defensive line of Bradford to stuff that and a short game.
Yeah, it looked like not only the D-line, but it looked like Whitmore and looks like Jordy Thompson out there. A couple of our middle linebackers were right in there plugging holes. So that's obviously a good start for the Owls.
Now, we know Thompson was quite active on defense last week. Whitmore has been for his entire career thus far. So two guys that really get to the ball quickly. Second and 7 for Countersport. And this one is going to be a handoff and up to the left side, a dive from John Wright, and it's going to be another short game.
Yeah, Sean Warden there on the tackle for the Owls. So, I mean, they got a few yards there, but the line seems to be holding tight so far. So another good sign for the Owls. Maybe those personnel changes will help out with them.
Yeah, yeah, certainly as they get settled here. Third and three with just a minute taken off the clock so far. Ayers is in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap, hand it off, and he's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down for a loss.
That was Evan Whitmore in on the tackle there. So looking for – I talked to Evan after the game last week, and he was pretty disappointed personally in his performance, but that should give him a big boost of confidence there. So well, great play by Evan.
We've seen in seasons prior he's been one of the leading tacklers for just about every game, and that obviously adds up to being one of the leading tacklers on the season. And yeah, he was a little bit more quiet last week. I wouldn't say anything to be disappointed in, but certainly made a great read there and forces a fourth and five punting situation. Ayers is going to keep it. Ayers is going to take it. He dives forward. He's going to be real close to that first down line as he dives out of bounds.
Yeah, I think Eric Himes came there and knocked him out just short of the line. So excellent play by Eric Himes.
The Owls are pretty pumped up about it, and there's the official signal. That will be a turnover on downs after the failed fake punt.
So it looks like it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls here already in county territory at about the 45-yard line. And the Owls are working right to left on your radio here for a visual. And the ball's going to be starting off on the far hash. So
the Owls now working right to left from Simcoe Field. First and 10 at the 45. Reese in the backfield. Out of the shotgun with double twins. He's going to air it out to Franz. Franz on the left side. He's got a blocker there across to the 45, to the 30, and out of bounds inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was an excellent decision by Talon there. I mean, they had two split wideouts on either side, and they're just a simple screen pass, and he made the best of it. Jake made the best of it and got the first down out of it.
Yeah, nice job by Jake. Again, he's in his first year of football, and had a couple of flashes last week in limited work, but got behind his blocker there and was able to turn it into a first down. Now at the 27-yard line, and we've got Reese in the backfield again. He's looking for Franz again. Another screen play. Franz has the catch, a little stutter step, and he's up to about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that looked very similar to the last play, and again, Franz makes positive yards out of it.
Yeah, about 7 yards on the deal, and Franz didn't have his blocker there that time, but had a nifty little shake-and-bake move as he was able to turn into now a second and four. Now we'll go back to, empty backfield. Trips on the right side, and twins on the left. Franz on the left side of the field. He's been the only target this far for Reese. Working out of the shotgun, Reese takes the snap, drops back. He's going to step up, take off. He breaks through a tackle. He's across the 15 and heads out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. Reese making it happen. That's a first down, Owls.
Excellent choice by Reese there. You see him go through his first three progressions and then just tuck the ball and run right up the middle and bounce it to the near sideline here, and he picked up another first down for the Owls.
So the Owls not only in the red zone, but get all the way to the going to be a first and goal, it looks like, right at the 10-yard line. All right, Reese out of the shotgun. He's got Thompson to his left side, and there's a flag whistled dead, and I believe that's going to be a false start on the Owls.
Yeah, for sure, but just knock them back 5 yards, give them a little bit more room to open up. Give them some more options for their play call here.
A little bit extra breathing room for Countersport, but as you said, it does give you a little bit of a longer field there, a little bit more wiggle room to try to slip through the defense. Reese now has Thompson on his right side. Takes the snap, drops back. He's in trouble. And shoestring as he trips at about the 25-yard line.
Looked like he had Thompson open down in the end zone there, too. So fortunate for the Falcons, they were able to trip him up there.
Just enough. It looked like he had gotten past it, but was able to trip him up just enough to bring him down. So after the 5-yard false start and another 10-yard loss on the sack, we're looking at a second and goal from the 25-yard line. Reese out of the backfield. Toppin's on his right side, and he's got double twins. And there's a little flip over the top. And brought down quickly near the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that was sophomore Logan Kohler, who it's good to see him get involved in the game. That young man has great hands and really good speed. Probably one of the faster kids on the team this year for the Owls.
That's going to bring up a third and goal from the 20 after a 5-yard gain. And Reese has an empty backfield, trips to the right side, and twins to the left. Five wide for Reese, who's going to throw towards Franz. It's caught at about the 10, but there's flags everywhere on the field. And we'll see what the call is here.
It was an athletic play by Franz. He kind of jumped up and knew where he was at on the sideline. He got his feet both in bounds, so excellent catch by Jake Franz.
Officials are talking it over on the sideline. The catch was made near the 11-yard, was completed and brought to about the 11-yard line. So we'll see. It's a face mask on Countersport and an illegal man downfield.
Yes,
on the Owls?
Correct. Yes.
So that was offset.
So we're reset here at third and 20. Third and goal from the 20, excuse me.
Yeah, replay that third down. So the Owls get another chance here thanks to the face mask.
So third and goal from the 21-yard line.
And we're going to go with Thompson in the backfield to the left of Reese. Trips to the right, and Franz is the lone man on the left side of the field. Reese is going to drop back. He's looking to Franz again. Now he's rolling out to his left side. He's got to make a decision here. He's going to keep it, tuck it, and he's inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the line held up, and he had a nice pocket in there and had plenty of time in there, just couldn't find an open guy and was able to tuck the ball and run to the near sideline here and pick up some positive yards.
Yeah, not sure if they had a spy or if that just worked out that way for Cowdy, but after the pocket was holding up for so long, they eventually had one of their backers come in and put the pressure on Franz. That's when he made the decision to tuck and run.
It looks like the Owls are going to go for it here on fourth down 17.
Must not have practiced too awful many field goals, so we'll see the fourth and long attempt. Reese drops back, and they bring the blitz, Countersport does, but there is a flag on the play. After the sack.
Yeah, he was brought down in the backfield by John Wright, a junior out of Countersport.
So Cowdy brought the house, and it paid off, but now there's a flag on the field, and the Owls might get another chance.
Yeah, it looks like the offense has stayed on the field, and Talon's headed over to get the play call.
Another offsetting. A conversion attempt. So back-to-back turnover on downs.
Yeah, but the Owls gaining positive yards on that has got to be a huge confidence boost compared to last week when they struggled to move the ball.
Not only moving the ball effectively, but also now winning the battle of field position, which always ends up paying dividends eventually if it turns into a war of attrition type. So now we have the
fumble.
Falcons back on the field.
And,
yeah, Jordy Thompson jumped right on top of that ball. As that was either a botched handoff or a botched direct snap, not really sure which one, but either way, ball went down on the ground, and Thompson was right there to jump on top of it.
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls from the Countersport 21. Again, the Owls are working right to left on your radio here, and the ball's going to be at the near hash mark. The sun has gone down here, too, so this should open up some more passing lanes. Previously, before the sun went behind the mountain, it was tough for those receivers to see. Looking back, it was right in their eyes.
Reese back to the field, trips to the right side. He's going to drop back, flip it over the top to Jordy. Thompson has it and is going to push forward, try to do his best to turn it into a positive gain, and might have been a short loss on the play.
Oh, yeah. Like, Owls just tried to throw a wrinkle in there, tried to keep Countersport on their toes and not expect what's coming. So good play call by the Owls on that.
So still a second and a little bit of a longer 10, not quite enough to call it 11 up on the scoreboard. And The Owls taking a little time here to get set. Still have plenty of time on the play clock. Reese is going to have Thompson to his left. Still working out of the shotgun. Takes a little bit of a high snap. Fakes a little bit of a shovel pass, but keeps it. Reese is going to get back to the line of scrimmage. And that'll be about it. As maybe another short loss brings up third down.
Yeah, linebacker John Wright for Cowdersport, he was spying on that, and he was all over that play the whole time. Ran Talon right to the edge and didn't give up any yards on that.
Well, you know, if the defense holds up like it has thus far, you know, there's 5 minutes, 42 seconds left in the first quarter, so still a lot of time. But if the defense is going to play like this all night, you know, they can allow for the offense to stumble a little bit and you know, not put up points right away. But the Owls, I'm sure, would love a quick start, as they are notoriously slow starters. Here's another flag on the play, and this one is going to be on the Falcons. So that'll do the Owls good.
Yeah, it'll bring it down to a third and five from about the 17-yard line.
So now third and five. On the 17, 5:37 left in the first quarter. The Owl, oh, there's a little bit of a showing blitz from Cowdy. And now Reese is in trouble, stumbling, and falls over, but there's another flag in the backfield.
Yeah, not sure what's going on here. Seems like there's been as many flags as there has been plays so far.
So Cowdy's showing blitz. Reese did a good job dropping back and then trying to find an open hole, but just as he was working his way through there, got a little bit of a hip check. It's going to be a face mask on the Owls.
Yeah, that's going to knock him back. It looks like at least 5 yards.
So Cowdy will obviously, assumedly, take that and... Oh, they might decline to make it fourth down. If they decline, it'll be fourth and five from the 17. If they accept, it'll be third down, but they'll be pushed back another 15 yards, or depending on the severity of the penalty. Could get them all the way back to the...
Oh, there's a holding call on the Owls, and they are going to take it. So that's just a 5 yard.
Oh,
penalty.
Only a 5 yarder. Okay. So and they still get the replay the third down.
So third and 10.
Oh, third and 15. So a 10 yard penalty. So third and 15. Reese with Thompson in the backfield. He's going to flip it over the middle, and he's got a man there. Caught for a short gain. Not much really at all.
Yeah, just a simple crossing pattern by Carter Cawley for the Owls, and just cutting across the middle, and he looked like he broke one tackle, but just couldn't get away from the rest of the County defense there.
Speaking of Carter Cawley, just realized that I hadn't given you the offensive starting lineups here, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Obviously, we have Talon Reeson at QB. You mentioned Cawley, he's starting at wide receiver alongside Jake Franz, Adam Ward, and A.J. Gleason will be in and out of the game. We haven't seen him yet. Jordy Thompson in the backfield. Reese is rolling out to his right on fourth down. It's caught on a slide.
Excellent catch.
But it's going to be short of the first down.
Just short of the first down, but heck of an effort again by Carter Cawley there, coming back to the ball and diving and making the catch.
Yeah, really nice catch there on the slide. Finishing up our starters there, Matthew Perry is our other wide receiver, and then our offensive line is centered by Jacob Ayers and surrounded by Owen DeGuyler, Evan Whitmore, John Jasper, Blake Callahan, and we assume our punter remains Brody Havilate.
Yeah, Jake Ayers, a sophomore this year, stepping in as center for the first time, and he's done so far so good here as we see him again out there on the defensive line.
So a third turnover on downs, and Ayers is going to keep it himself here and try to run to the left side, a very short gain.
Yeah, and speaking of Jake Ayers, he was in there on the tackle that time for the Owls.
A lot of our offensive starters double up on defense. Franz is out as a CB in the backfield. Most of the offensive line just switches over. We've also got, I think, Nick DeGuiler on the field as a safety. Ayers is going to air one out. First throw of the game, and it is caught. Dropped at the 50.
That was one heck of a throw by Ayers. He was trying to get that one to Jackson Moss. Coverage on the play provided by Logan Kohler.
Yeah, and I think he made the difference there.
Oh, absolutely. He initially got burned on that play, but he made up 5 yards in a hurry to be right on top of him.
I mean, a beautiful dime dropped by Ayers that traveled about 40 yards in the air, if not more. And, yeah, Kohler was able to pick it up and really break that up at the last second. Ayers is going to roll out to his right. He's got a man, but it is incomplete. And now we've got another fourth down, fourth and long situation for Cottersport.
Yeah, Nick DeGuiler in on the coverage there, and he made a heck of a play, tipped it away right at the last minute there. So the Owls defense holds. So it's going to bring up a fourth and nine for Cottersport on their own 15.
A nice work from Nick DeGuiler. We also mentioned that Owen DeGuiler starts on the offensive line, and I believe I'm seeing Ian DeGuiler as well on the defensive line right now.
We're going to get a look at Jake Francis. He's back to take the punt.
The punt is a bullet, and he's calling for a fair catch, but it's muffed, but he is able to jump on top of it at about the 42 in the Owls territory, and that's where they will start their next offensive set.
So another good starting field position for the Owls close to midfield here. And it looks like they're leaving the same package in there. Mysteriously, we haven't seen A.J. Gleason on the field yet.
No, nothing yet. Now, we did have the issue in week one, which, you know, Coach Pulio thought that he had bounced back, recovered from, but maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe he needs a little bit more time. Hopefully, we'll see Gleason out on the field soon. If not tonight. Reese is going to drop back. Now he steps up in the pocket. He's got one man in front of him. Spin move, gets away from him, dives for the first down at midfield.
We're going to see where they mark him. That's going to be real close. Looks like they're going to put him about a football length short of the first down.
Boy, not even inches. Oh, it might be about, about a football. Well, I mean, I'm almost completely lined up with it, and that's...
Yeah, they might want to call for a
less
measurement
than a foot,
there.
It looks like from here anyways. Second and inches after Reese with an incredible spin move, frees up, dives forward, and just gets across the 50-yard line into county territory. Second and long, open the playbook up here. But looks like we'll have a timeout called by the Owls. They'll take a look at this one. 2:54 left in the first quarter. Still 0-0, but the Owls have held their own here early in Cottersport. We'll take a Taxin timeout right along with them. A Taxin timeout presented by Taxin Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A Taxin timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Speaking of Toji's Substation, we have our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes this week, Brian Hartle. We've got just shy of 3 minutes left in the first quarter. And if the Owls score here with the remainder of the first, here's Franz. A little bit of a trip, but he's still got his feet. Now he's going to try to tuck and run. Flags everywhere as Franz fights his way forward trying to get that first down. Again, starting from second and inches.
I believe that was Talon again, actually, that was running the ball on that play.
Reese, yeah, yes, it was. I might have misspoke there, but yes, it was Reese. He had dropped back initially but ended up, it looked like maybe a misstep, and then decided to tuck it and run. Looks like he had the first down, but we got to see what this flag is about.
Looks like it's definitely on the Owls.
Yeah, it's on the Owls, and it's going to push back at least 10 as ref is still walking.
Looks like it's going to be a holding call on the Owls.
Yeah, 10-yard penalty. Break it about second and 10 on the replay of second down. Again, Brian Hartle, your first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. If the Owls do score here in the first, Brian will receive a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If they're held scoreless for the next about 3 minutes of gameplay, Brian will receive a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Here's a pitch out to Jordy Thompson, who has the first down yardage and more as he gets across midfield and brought down at the 43-yard line.
That was an absolutely excellent job on the line there to conceal the end there and not allow their middle linebackers to get out there and make a play on that. And you've seen a flash of Jordy's strength and speed there as well. So great run for Jordan.
You know, we were talking about the battle of field position, and with so many turnover on downs, that could get wiped out with the first punt of the game, but the Owls are doing a great job marching right back into County territory. Reese now first and 10 from the 43 out of the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back, sets up, airs one out. He's looking for Franz, and it floats over his head. Would have had Franz near the 15-yard line, but it was just overshot.
Yeah, the line held up again there, and just at the last minute, Mr. Ayers broke through and gave a gave an introduction there to Talon. He popped him pretty hard there.
Talon, as per usual, pops back up and is good to go. Now a second and 10, still hanging out at the 43-yard line. And now here's the snap. Shovel pass to Thompson. Thompson, stiff arm, breaks a first tackle and gets forward to about the 40, maybe 39.
Yeah, another little quick pass, and that's been effective the three times they've ran it so far, for at least 3-4 yards every time they've ran it. So, you know, the old adage.
And once for a good 13 or so.
Yeah, the old adage for Bradford was 3 yards in a pile of dust and just keep marching down the field.
That's right. You get 3 yards every play, looking at a first down on every set. Thompson, again in the backfield with Reese out of the shotgun. Twins to the right side. Franz, the lone man on the left. He's looking in Franz's direction. Nice! As Franz catches it at the 30-yard line and is dragged down at about the 29. Franz with a nice little hook route.
Yeah, he set that hook out, route up, set the defender up good, planted his foot and made a cut to the sideline, and he was 3 yards in front of the defender, so he's very impressive.
Yes.
Second time ever on a football yeah. field. Incredible.
Yeah, the routes that he's run here in his second ever high school football game is pretty incredible. And Reese, credit to Reese for delivering that one right on the money and in a timely fashion. We approach the 1 minute mark of the first quarter. First and 10 from the 29. Reese back with split backs again. Twins to the left, which is where he's looking. This one is going to be caught at about the 25-yard line, so that's going to be good for about a 4-yard gain, depending on the marking. Ooh, maybe a little shorter than that.
Senior Eric Himes getting in on the action there. Just a quick cutback route for him and gained positive yards there.
So they called it closer to a 3-4-yard gain, be second and 6 from the 26-yard line.
25 seconds left. See if the Owls can punch one in before the end of the half here.
Quarter. Still
quarter.
Good. Split
quarter.
Backs for Franz, or for Reese, rather. Reese is going to hand it off to Jordy Thompson. Thompson is going to run up to the 25, so he'll get an extra yard. And we'll get to the end of the first quarter at about a 3rd and 5 to go. And that will be the remainder of the time. Brian Hartle, our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. No score, which means, Brian, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And that wraps up the first frame. So the Owls and Cotter Sport is scoreless here through one. It's 0-0 with the Owls on a 3rd and 5 when we come back from the 25-yard line in Cotter Sport territory. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Simcoe Field for the second quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are underway here as A.J. Gleason had entered the game and got his first completion on a short pass from Reese and came up just shy of the first down but slipped while trying to turn up at the sideline. So it's a fourth and one. And the Owls will obviously go for it here. They've gone up for much farther than 1 yard. We've switched sides of the field as well, so the Owls now working from left to right on your radio.
Real quick, flipping through the stats I just drew up. In the first quarter, Talon Reese was 8 of 9 passing for 60 yards. So that's a solid first quarter, solid start for him.
Yeah, Cottersport actually, I think, has to feel pretty good about, you know, being even up here and keeping them out of the end zone thus far because they have been winning the battles down low. There's another timeout here as we just got the second quarter underway. So we'll take a tax in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back to Simcoe Field. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are just about caught up now. Second quarter got underway. We've had one play. It was a 3rd and 5. A.J. Gleason had entered the game. He was targeted immediately from Talon Reese and got 4 yards and tried to turn upfield at the sideline but slipped.
And it looks like they gave him a first down.
Oh, well, he was certainly close, and even the official who was marking him looked like he was the chains are on the other side of the field, but looked like he was close enough. So it is a first down now instead of a 4th and 1. 1st and 10 from the 19. Reese is going to drop back. He's going to step up and looking. He's surrounded by Cowdy defenders, but nobody rushes him, so he's able to actually turn that into a positive yard or two just by walking forward.
Yeah, definitely. He had Cauley briefly open there for a second, but Cottersport defenders closed in tight on that, and he made the wise choice of just stepping up and stepping out.
So he turns it into a 1 yard gain, 2nd and 9 from the 18. And I think what I've been doing is what you caught me earlier is I think I've been saying Franz when I'm talking about Reese. Franz is a name I've called a lot in basketball, so. Apologies. Talon Reese in the backfield. He's looking towards France, who's open for a screen play, but he's going to air it out to A.J. Gleason, and it's caught.
And just short.
Down at the 1. I thought for sure he had fallen into the end zone, but he's down at the 1 yard line. A.J. Gleason goes up and gets that one.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play by A.J., and let's give Talon credit.
He
threw a perfect ball on that. And I've also noticed, not only so far this game this week, but last week as well, the center, Jake Abers there, he hasn't had a missed snap yet. Let's knock on wood that I don't just jinx him, but he's been doing a fantastic job in there at center for the Owls.
First and goal on the goal line. And Reese has got split backs. He's going to give it to Gleason, who's going to push through, and it's going to be a touchdown. Bradford Owls, so they strike first, their first TD of the season, but there is a flag on the play.
We had a man moving forward for Bradford
And it's a false start on the Owls. So that's going to wipe out that touchdown. So Gleason has been an early contributor here in the second quarter. And we thought he had the first TD of the season.
Right, right. It's going to bring up a first and goal on the six.
Still a first down, so plenty of tries here for the Owls to punch it back in there. And now that we're on the goal line and thought we had a touchdown, our second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Todd Gross. Todd, you're 6 yards away from a free lunch special from Toji Substation. There's Gleason again on the handoff. He's got good yardage so far.
Looks like he's in.
And he is in for the touchdown again. There are no flags on the field. The touchdown is officially signaled. We have our first TD. It's an A.J. Gleason run for 6 yards.
Yeah, the looked like the exact same play, so it didn't matter whether it was 1 yard or 6 yards. A.J. was not going to be denied.
So the Owls have their first TD of the year, their first lead of the year. And it's 6-0. And it looks like we will go for the extra point here. The hold is down. The kick is blocked.
Yeah, it looked like Paige Smith, a senior for the Owls, and to kick the extra point. But like you said, it was blocked, unfortunately, for the Owls. But still, we got a 6-0 lead. So
that's right. The Owls get their first TD courtesy of A.J. Gleason, and it's 6-0 Bradford Leaves over Cowdy. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. And the Owls here with an early lead, 6-0 with 11 minutes to go in the first half after A.J. Gleason's 6-yard TD run. Todd Gross with that touchdown. You win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation, courtesy of Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today all Owl season long at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week we draw four winning names, two from each location. That is a booming kickoff that will sail out of the back of the end zone.
That's the first time in a while I've seen an Owls kicker put one out the back of the end zone like that.
That was Franz again?
It was, yes.
And four winners each week for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Each winner is assigned a quarter of that week's Owls football game. If the Owls score in your quarter, you get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If the Owls are kept scoreless, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Menus meal at Toji's Family Restaurant.
Looks like we're going to see A.J. Gleason in on defense as well now to start the for the Falcons' first possession of the second quarter here.
Back as a free safety. And Ayers is working out of the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. Quick screen throw. It's caught and out and running for a short gain. Looks like there might have been a fumble.
I believe Evan Whitmore may have knocked that ball loose, and the Owls have
Bradford has it. Bradford has it.
So Evan Whitmore on the fumble, causing a fumble there. So he laid a pretty good hit down on the Cowdy back there and just knocked the ball loose. So excellent play, excellent play. So again, the Owls are deep in Cowdy's territory here. So let's turn this into another six, Jimmy.
Absolutely, and that's the second fumble recovery for the Owls. Jordy Thompson had one in the first early in the game. Now Evan Whitmore with one here in the second. Reese with Thompson alongside him in the backfield. Trips to the right side. Looking that way. Now rolling out to the left. He's got pressure. He steps up into the pocket.
Wow.
Still looking. Athletic evasion for Reese. And now he completes the pass, and it gets inside the 15 and approaching the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that pass complete to Adam Ward. And it looks like he's going to bring him close to a first down there. But that was one heck of an athletic play by Talon Reese. He dodged at least three defenders in the backfield there before getting off an absolute dime to Ward.
That was a couple few athletic plays all wrapped up in one. Electric job from Talon Reese to evade all those rushing defenders and still complete the pass. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Reese has Thompson in the backfield. Again, trips to the right side. Franz is the lone man on the left. He's looking that way. Franz goes up to get it. He comes down with it, and yes, it's a touchdown.
Jake Franz leaping over the defender to grab that and pull it in for another Owls touchdown. So a fantastic job. The Owls looking great so far in this game, Jim.
Boy, a 12-0 lead here as Reese completes a 13-yard touchdown pass to Franz. Beautiful catch as Franz went up to get that one. Came down with it, turned around into the end zone he goes. And now 12-0 here. As it was a struggle back and forth with the Owls, you know, winning the battle of field position throughout the entire first quarter. They strike twice quickly here in the second, and that kick is up and good to make it 13-0.
Yeah, Jake Franz came in to put an exclamation point on that by knocking the ball directly down the middle of the uprights for an extra point for the Owls.
So that's Owls' lead now with 10 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first half by a score of 13-0. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Simcoe Field. Bradford Owls football now with a 13-point lead over Countersport. Here's Franz with another booming kickoff. This one with a little bit more hang time is caught at about the 4-yard line. And we're off and running to the 25 to about the 27, 28-yard line and brought down there.
Yeah, Jackson Moss on the return for Colton Miller, knocked him down with a textbook open field tackle.
Nice job here. The Owls working with the lead. Now, the Owls' losing streak dates back for 3 seasons on a 31-game losing streak. But here early in Countersport, a 13-0 lead. We'll find a little bit of wood here. Just in case. And the Owls will get back to it on defense with 2 takeaways already. Ayers is going to drop back lots of time across to Moss, and that's caught for a big gain across midfield to the 45-yard line as Jackson Moss.
Yeah, Moss caught that ball, but boy, did he pay the price for it. He was sandwiched between Leeson there. It's good to see the young man get up on his feet because he took one heck of a pop.
Yeah, that was a big hit, but a large finds Jackson Moss out deep, and with one play have found their way into Bradford territory and looking to answer back. Sends a man in motion, and now he's going to roll out to the right side. He's in pressure, but he's and that's an incomplete pass. As Air started running out of room real quick.
Yeah, Matt Perry on the cover. And just a pass a little bit off mark, so an incomplete pass. And mysteriously, I haven't noticed just Ethan Ott out there for the Falcons.
Yeah, I was about to say, Ott, you know, he had a nice week one. He actually obviously had a great, but he's on the sideline here so far tonight. The intended target on that last play, by the way, and I believe he was a killer, Owen Chang, last time we played Countersport. I think I called that name a lot.
Yeah, I believe that name does sound familiar. He had a pretty decent game against Bradford last year. Just on that play, he came off to the near side, the left side of the line, but he was met by Eric Himes and Matthew Perry on the tackle for just a minimal yard gain there, nothing major.
So going to be a third and long, third and 7 from the 42-yard line.
Looks like the Owls are going with just three linemen on this set. Yeah, they got four guys back in coverage here as well.
Yeah. Ayers drops back. He's got some time here. He's looking for Moss. Moss goes up, and it's incomplete.
Excellent coverage by number six for Bradford. That's Adam Ward. He was stuck on him like glue. So he's been impressive so far on the, the coverage.
And a little bit of a celebration there for Ward and Gleason out by the sideline.
Brings up a fourth and seven for the Falcons. Let's see what they're going to do here.
Yeah, looks a decision like, to make for sure.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to go for it, but now they're switching in some other personnel. Oh, they're Nope, they're dropping back.
Chang came back. Yeah.
Looks like a punt formation, but.
But the Owls don't have a receiver, so that's going to land where it lands. It's going to take a friendly countersport bounce and land inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line.
Carter Cawley nearly got his hand on that punt.
So after that big throw from Ayers to Jackson Moss, that gets him across the 50. The Owls do a good job answering back and holding, limiting the damage. They force a punt. Yeah, and now they're back in control.
Yeah, the Owls with their backs against the wall here at the 8-yard line of counter, of their own. But the way this offense has been playing, I don't think that means much to them right now.
Well, boy, I tell you, this second quarter has been electric so far for the Owls. Reese with a couple of big plays. And he's going to hand it off to Thompson. Thompson finds a hole. He's going to cut up front and approach the 15-yard line. So a nice job by Thompson to read that, take his block, and turn it into a gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, just straight up the gut, broke a tackle, and drove through another guy before another two guys had to bring him down there. And they still struggled to do that. So Jordy showing a burst of strength there.
Remember Jordy just in his junior...
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, rather. Pardon. Reese is working out of the shotgun. He's going to send Gleason in motion. Pitch out to Thompson. Thompson's going to follow his blockers and gets near that first down yardage before taking a hit there.
Yeah, he took that hit and bounced right off it and just dropped to one knee. So that hit looked vicious, but Jordy just absorbed it and got another yard out of it.
And that is going to be good for a first down, and we'll call it to the 20-yard line. So first and 10 from the 20. We're at 7.5 minutes left in the first half. The Owls still leading 13-0 over the Falcons. Now with a little bit more room to breathe, Reese with split backs. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Thompson again. And a nice carry, about a
9-yard gain there.
Yeah, big gain for Jordy on just a left dive right up the middle.
Yeah, so far the Owls are finding a lot of success right up the middle. They're just carving up that defensive line of countersport right now.
So that is second and one now from the 29-yard line. And an excellent job thus far.
Well, I tell you what, I like the Owls playing like this, but it's making it difficult to help you out on air and write down numbers at the same time. I'll take it.
The stat sheet will be a little bit messier, but so far so good as far as the product on the field. Here's another snap for Reese. He's going to air one out.
He's got him. He's got one. Oh.
Wow, almost intercepted. Great job.
Wow.
By Ward.
Yeah, Adam Ward came back. That ball was in the defender's hands, but Ward recognized, came back and jumped up.
It was all the way
ball.
Caught.
Oh, absolutely. But he knocked it out of his hand before he touched the ground. So excellent play.
You
flag
had,
out there, too.
You had just praised Ward for his job in coverage as a D-back and basically played that role there to break that up as that was a surefire interception.
And if my stats are correct, which they could be off a little bit here, but that's only the second incompletion tonight for Talon Reese.
Pretty unbelievable, but I can't think of a third. So I believe you to be right. A flag there on the Owls is going to bring it back to a second and 10.
Yeah, I didn't catch what the signal was on there, but the flag was definitely in the backfield, so I'm going to assume probably a hold on the Owls.
So Reese is going to have Thompson in the backfield with him to his right side and double twin receivers. Drops back.
Ooh, he's got
he's got to roll out. And he's going to try to keep it, but he's just going to get to the sideline, and I believe he's going to lose a couple yards on that one.
Gavin Arizon on the tackle, and his closing speed was just, that was impressive right there to knock Talon before he could get even a yard.
Yeah, lost maybe two on the play, and that's going to make it about third and 12. So Cottersport defense trying to pick it up here. And find an answer for this Owls offense, which has caught fire late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, and we'll try to maintain that right now.
Looks like they got trips out to Talon's left.
That's right, including Gleason. Talon's going to drop back. He's looking that way. Now he's got to roll out to the other side, and he's going to be brought down for a big loss. Brought down near the 7-yard line.
That was Gavin Ayers in on the sack for Cottersport. That man's all over the place on the field here tonight.
Yeah, Gavin trying to take over here as the offense hasn't been able to find it, and he starts to take over the defensive side. That's a big sack as it's 4th and 22 here for the Owls. And that is going to bring in freshman punter Brody Haviland.
See how he does with the pressure from his own end zone, but knowing Brody, ain't going to bother him a bit.
Brody awaits the long snap. He's about 3 yards or so inside his own end zone. And almost a delay of game. High snap. Brody gets it off. Kick is a little short, but does get some nice hang time. Takes a friendly Bradford roll. And it's going to be Cottersport's ball at about the 38-yard line in Bradford territory. So a good start here for Cowdy.
I noticed on that play that number 54, Evan Whitmore, who's been playing like an animal on defense, was also the long snapper.
Okay.
And he was the guy that was the first one downfield to down that punt. So excellent hustle up on Evan's part there. Impressive for Evan.
Took a little bit of a high snap there, but Brody was able to handle that. Get the punt off. Cottersport with pretty good field position. It's about where they ended their last possession before punting it away. So first and 10 from the 38. Pitch out to the left side. Here's Ott. He's in the game and tripped up after a short gain.
Yeah, tripped up by Eric Hines for Bradford. So Eric making his presence known tonight.
So now that we see Ethan Ott in the game, I wonder if this will be a similar situation to A.J. Gleason come in and make an immediate difference. So we'll have to hope that Bradford Owls defense can limit Ott and try to maintain the strong defensive start that they've had thus far, though it does add a whole new dynamic to this game. Ayers out of the shotgun. Ott's right behind him. Here's the snap. Ayers is going to keep it. Direct snap and a dive up to the right side. Pushing forward. Turns it into a little bit of a gain of a couple of yards.
He took the first hit by Eric Himes about a yard deep in the backfield, and it just bounced him right into the arms of Evan Whitmore there. So excellent play for the Owls to surround the ball like that. They're definitely doing a better job of tackling this game. That's for sure.
Now to a 3rd and 3 as we get to the 4-minute mark of the first half. The Owls still hanging on to a 13-0 lead. Ayers prepares for the snap, takes it, and it's to Ott. A pitch to Ott. He's across for the first down and approaches the 25-yard line. So Cottersport moves the chains there.
Yeah, Andrew Giordano, the actual backup quarterback for the Owls, was in on the tackle there. He's seeing some time in the backfield for the defense for the Owls tonight.
So Ott, Ethan Ott with the fresh legs comes in and gets a first down. First and 10 from the 25 for Cottersport. Ayers again out of the shotgun. Ott behind him. And he's going to roll out to the left side now. He's got some room wrapped up by Gleason, who's able to bring him down.
Yeah, Gleason was spying that from his strong safety position the entire time. He's quick enough that he still got a few yards. Ayers did, but Gleason drug him down, and another good tackle for the Owls. That potentially saved a big play there. There was nothing but Greenfield behind him.
Absolutely, and a bit of a dangerous tackle, too, as Gleason went to the ground and wrapped him up. A lot of guys might not be able to complete that tackle. Gleason's strong enough to hold down and bring him down by the legs. And that is going to be a timeout. Didn't see who took.
Countersport took that tackle.
Countersport takes a timeout there. 13-0, 3:06 left in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRK's and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Right back to the action after the tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football as Countersport comes back. Ayers is in the shotgun. We've got an official chatting with Gleason.
Yeah, it looks like they're walking towards the sideline, and not sure what's going on down here.
So it's 2nd and 7. Gleason, I think, has to exit the field of play.
I'm unsure why that's happening right now, but they bring in number 13, Nick DeGoyer, in his place there. That seems a bit odd.
Yeah, that was strange. I wonder if it's a uniform, something or other. I don't know. Here's the snap. Ayers across over the middle, but it's incomplete.
Looked like it was tipped up by Evan Whitmore. Got his hand in the ball from his middle linebacker position. So excellent play by our linebacker so far tonight.
So nice job there to really put the pressure on Ayers, force the throw that got tipped. And now we're at a 3rd and 7, and Gleason right back on the field there. But again, this same official is having words. Yeah, I don't know. The two of them keep talking, and I don't know if that's going to end up well for Gleason. There's a man in motion as Ayers takes the snap. He's in trouble. He's going to air one out, but it's way over the head.
Yeah, Carter Cawley with immense pressure on Ayers there, and he had a man wide open. Nobody even near him, but Ayers overthrows the ball, so a break on the Owls there. That was a no-doubt touchdown.
Yeah, it was a scary play to see that throw initially go up, but it was such a lob that you couldn't really tell right away if maybe that comes right down to him, but it ends up sailing right out of the back of the end zone, and it brings up a 4th and 7. I believe Countersport is going to go for it. They will. Ayers goes with one man in the backfield, but it is not Ott. Now sends another man in motion to join him in the backfield. Out of the shotgun. Going to roll out to his right side. He's got room, but it's closing in. Throws into the end zone. It's caught. Ooh. If he's in bounds, it's a touchdown, and it's signaled a touchdown.
It is signaled a touchdown. I'm not real sure how he got so wide open there. It must have been a blown coverage, but Colby Lewis in on the reception for the Falcons. So that brings our score to 13-6 with 2:49 to go here in the half.
So Ayers with a 22-yard pass to Lewis.
On 4th and 7. Ayers with a rifle pass to Colby Lewis in the front four.
And now we've got a two-point conversion attempt. Ott is back into the backfield, but Ayers is going to keep it, and he's going to get wrapped up.
Brought down by Eric Himes in the backfield. Excellent play. We've been calling his name quite a bit tonight. And by my tally sheet here, that's his fifth tackle on the night. So
yeah, got to him real quickly. But
no chance at all to even anything to develop there, so
Countersport does answer back and cuts into that lead. Now there's 2:49 left in the first half. Bradford still leads 13-6. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back at Simcoe Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Still ahead of Cottersport after the Falcons touchdown. It's 13-6. An onside kick, and it is recovered by the Owls, but there is a flag. I don't think it traveled the 10 yards, but they didn't touch it.
Definitely did not, but it was looked like Ward in there, Sean Ward in on the fumble, or excuse me, the onside recovery.
Yeah, Jake Franz was back deep for the return, but the onside kick goes only about 8 yards or so, and Ward jumps on top of it. It's probably some sort of formation, if I had to assume.
Yeah, it looks like a couple hours are celebrating the call down there.
So yeah, we'll Evan Whitmore certainly has a – oh, it's a false start. So it must be somebody crossed the line.
So I believe that's a re-kick. It looks, it is a re-kick. It looks like both teams are lining up, and it's going to put Franz deep again
Bit of a bummer for the Owls there, as they would have started at about the 45-yard line in County territory.
Yeah, that'd have been the third time this game they started either in County territory or right close to it.
Or I guess about close to midfield. But would have had a great drive start. Now Cowdy gets another opportunity for another onside kick.
Yeah, don't look like they're set up for one this time. But
no.
The Owls are definitely on their toes.
No, it probably wouldn't be the smartest thing to go for it twice in a row. No, here's a kick up and away, and it will get to Franz at about the 20-yard line. He's going to do a little stutter step, try to reverse field, but not a lot doing there. And he's going to get to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he was slipped when he was about to make that cut. This is one of the few natural fields that the Owls actually play on this year, is most fields are turf. So
yeah, and one would imagine certainly feels like a high humidity, dewy night. And we saw Gleason take the spill on his first play of the game as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Owls have extra cleats in their air, but maybe swaps them out for some of their skill players.
All right, the Owls offense back out. Reese with a quick screen to Franz, I believe.
It is.
And Franz, with several cuts and jukes, makes his way forward and approaches that first down line. And we'll see if it moves the chains.
It does.
So a 10-yard gain there for Jake Franz. And it's first and 10 from the 39-yard line.
Yeah, another excellent play by the Owls. Again, Talon's right on the money tonight with his throw, so it's good to see him bouncing back from last week's game.
Yeah, Talon's been electric so far tonight, as has Franz and Gleason in his lesser amount of work. There's a flag on the throw as Reese rolls out, completes the pass, and another first down if this holds up to the 45-yard line.
Adam Ward takes it in the Falcons' territory, but there's a holding call on the Owls in the backfield.
Yeah, that one will come back. Great job there by Reese. Keeps that play alive. Rolls out to his right side. And by Ward. Adam Ward, who takes that catch and turns it into another 7, 8, 9 yards after the catch.
Yeah, and this is going to knock the Owls back 10 yards, but it looks like still going to redo first down. So it looks like it's going to be first and 20 for the Owls?
Yeah, first and 20. No, it really knocks out closer to 24 yards after you take away that catch. Back to the line of scrimmage and then the 10-yard penalty. But first and 20 from the 39. And it's a quick screen throw to Ward, but it's over his head and incomplete.
Yeah, that's only the third incompletion we've seen by Talon tonight, and the first one that was off the mark, and even there, and it wasn't off by much. But Adam Ward, he found himself wide open out there, so it must be a little miscue on the Cottersport defense.
Yeah, that was a rare overthrow from Reese. He was dead on from right to left, but just a little bit too much mustard, maybe a quicker release than he had played, and maybe, the the slickness does play a factor there. Here's a handoff to Thompson. He's going to get a lot of contact on the line, but he somehow breaks through, and he turns it into about an eight-yard gain.
That kid is just a bulldog. I mean, takes the pitch from Talon and just blasts right up the middle again. And again, positive yards.
Yeah.
Blowing up the inside of that Countersport defensive line.
First contact would have made it about a no gain, but he somehow gets almost back to the original line of scrimmage. So it looks like it's called a 9-yard gain to make it 3rd and 11. Reese in the backfield along with Jordy Thompson and double twins to either side. Reese is going to drop back. He's got his target. It's dive and caught for, but short of the first down.
Looks like Franz was in on the diving catch there.
Yeah, nice catch from Franz as he secures it on his way to the ground.
It's going to bring up fourth down for the Owls.
A 4th and 3 and a timeout called by Countersport. 1:03 left in the first half. The Owls trying to make the most of this last minute with a 13-6 lead against Countersport. And here's a tax-in timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1:03 left in the first half, and the Owls are trying to convert a fourth down.
No,
fourth
it looks
and
like
three.
They're in the punt formation with Havlin.
Oh,
back
yes.
For the punt.
You are correct.
Another
Havlin punts
punt.
It away. That one's going to roll inside the 20 and come dead at about the 17-yard line.
Yeah.
So the Owls have 55 seconds to keep Cowdy out.
Yeah, and Havlin with another nice punt out there. Just didn't quite get the bounce that he had hoped, but definitely, you know, got the Owls, pushed the Falcons way back to make it a little easier on the Owls to hold out here for the next 55 seconds.
Yeah, Countersport did receive to open the game, so the Owls will start with possession during the second half. So they have 55 seconds to keep Countersport out of the end zone and hang on to this 7-point lead going into the locker room. The Owls, again, trying to break that 31-game winless streak. And another timeout from Countersport. We'll keep it here. We already had our first two-quarter contestants. Seemed like a while ago when we started the second quarter and told you about Todd Gross, our second-quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Brian Hartle was our first-quarter contestant. And you can get yourself entered into Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes any day, all season long. You can head down today to either location, Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week, we draw 4 winning names, 2 from each location, and we assign each winner a quarter of that week's Owls football game. If the Owls score during your quarter, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If the Owls do not score, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Coming back from the timeout, 55 seconds to go. Countersport takes over on offense, down 13-6 to the Owls.
Owls playing a little bit of a prevent defense here to try to...
Ayers takes the snap, and it's a little reverse run, end around, and brought down by A.J. Gleason, a big hit.
Yeah, again, Eric Himes was in the backfield pressure and almost had another big tackle for loss there for the Owls, but the pressure bounced the runner out wide to the near sideline here, and there A.J. Gleason was able to clean up.
So no timeout from Countersport, and that's going to bring it inside 30 seconds. Big hit for A.J. Gleason, making a bid for the collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. 17 seconds.
Oh, Countersport took a knee.
Countersport's
going to run the clock.
Countersport will take the knee. 10 seconds, run into the clock. Run into the locker room, rather. Down 13-6.
an impressive half of football for the Bradford Owls here tonight, Jimmy.
So. Owls did an excellent job there in that first half. The defense was incredible. A couple of key takeaways. And then the offense turned it on, scored twice early in the second quarter, and was able to hang on to a 13-0 lead for a while before Cotter Sport finally strikes back to make it our halftime score of 13-6. We're going to take a little bit of a break so we can tally up the stats and be ready for your halftime show. Your Owls halftime show is presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Again, the Owls are up 13-6 heading into the locker room. We'll be right back with the halftime show for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with a car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and flagship store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minor is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minor in Bradford is there for you. Team Minor provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minor can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminor.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minor!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
298 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. It's the Owls Halftime Show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. We are at Simcoe Field in Countersport, and the Owls are leading the Falcons by a score of 13-6. They had a really strong first half. Countersport was eventually able to punch it in there before halftime, and the Owls weren't quite able to drive it back the other way, but they did come up with enough of a defensive stop and a push downfield to take that lead in the halftime. And they start the second half, the third quarter, with possession after Countersport opened it up. So let's go through beat by beat, and I'll recap just exactly how that first half broke down with our scoring recap. Again, Countersport took the opening possession of the game. They drove it down, approached midfield, went for it on fourth down early, and you know was in a situation where they could have punted. But they actually lined up for a punt and went for the fake. They came up short, and it was a turnover on downs. Bradford started off with their first possession, didn't make it too awful far, and again went for it on fourth down as well, and ended up turning it over. But they did do enough to make it downfield and get a positive gain as far as field position goes. Again, a failed fourth down conversion, back to Countersport. And this is when the defense really started getting juicy. Countersport fumbles the football. Jordy Thompson comes away with the recovery. And on the next drive, Bradford's able to drive down into the red zone before, again, another turnover on downs. Countersport then goes three and out and has to punt it away, and that's how we end the first quarter. In the second quarter, Bradford had started the second in great field position, and A.J. Gleason comes into the game for the first time and is able on his third play of the game. Well, his second play of the game was a touchdown that got called back. His third play of the game was a six-yard touchdown run. The extra point was blocked, so the Owls take a 6-0 lead. So Gleason scored the first touchdown of the game and of the season for the Owls. And then on the next drive, Countersport immediately fumbles it again on their first play of the next drive. This one's recovered by Evan Whitmore. Bradford, on their next possession, turns that 6-point lead into a 2-possession lead, as Talon Reese finds Jake Franz for a 13-yard touchdown. That extra point was good. Jake Franz tacked that one on, and now Owls up 13-0. Countersport gets back. They get downfield a little bit, but eventually punt it away. Bradford trades a punt back with Cowdy. And then Countersport puts Ethan Ott into the game for the first time on the night, about halfway through the second quarter, interestingly enough. That turns into be enough for a couple of first downs, and Ayers eventually finds Colby Lewis for a 22-yard touchdown pass. The 2-point conversion was no good, and it makes it a score of 13-6. From there, Bradford drove downfield, eventually had to punt it away. Countersport got one playoff before taking a knee to end the first half of play. And that's how it is. But, you know, Bradford has played a really good first half of football so far tonight, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. And on both sides of the ball, their offensive line is creating holes for Jordy, especially right up the middle. They're doing a good job concealing the ends to break open some lanes for their backs. And their receivers have done a fantastic job getting open. But the key to this is Talon Reese. He's only missed 3 passes tonight, 14 for 17 so far in this game, and he has thrown absolute perfect passes, hitting guys right in the hands, right in stride. So very impressed so far with Talon tonight. And defensively, they're swarming.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting in the backfield, they're getting penetration, they're knocking passes down. And usually when I look at my tally sheet here, I'll have 4 or 5 guys that have the majority of the sacks. So far tonight, there's been 13 different Owls that have a tackle tonight.
Jeez.
So impressive on that end as well. But the line play tonight is 1,000 times better than
what we've
seen last
week. Night and day.
So those kids should be holding their heads high in that locker room and come out fired up and excited, and I expect them to do just that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of an issue. There was some back and forth between one of the officials and A.J. Gleason. They were also back there talking to another one of the players. Not sure who it was. You pointed it out initially.
Yeah, over on the sideline, one of the back judge there had some – he was interested in something that was going on over there, and I couldn't see exactly or obviously hear what was going on, but no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Possibly just a warning or something. Maybe – I'm thinking, if anything, the kids, it was the ball boys, and they were too far down.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And he just wanted them to push up closer there. That would be my guess. But again, I mean, that was on the far side of the field there, and we couldn't see. So.
Yeah. We also saw where Gleason had to come out for one defensive play, and not sure what that was. Hopefully, if that is anything of an issue, that gets addressed in the locker room at halftime. And it can come out and wipe a clean slate there for the second half, because Gleason, in his one quarter of work so far, has been a difference maker with Reese on fire, with Franz doing really well. Reese is spreading the ball around, so Ward's getting involved. We'll get into the stats in a little bit. Let's pause and take one more break from the halftime show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Again, the Owls still in the locker room as of now, with two frames away, halfway home, and a 13-6 lead over Cottersport. We broke down the exactly how we got to that score with our first half scoring recap. Now we'll take a deeper look into the first half stats with my color commentator and statistician, Mark Irvin. Go ahead, Mark.
The two key players for the Owls offensively tonight have been Talon Reese and Jordan Thompson. And so far tonight, Talon is a deadly 14 for 17, 123 yards in that one touchdown pass, a 13-yard throw to Jake Franz. Thompson, on the other side, has only rushed the ball 7 times tonight, but he's over the 50-yard mark with 51 yards.
Nice.
Again, A.J. Gleason, as we mentioned, had that 6-yard TD run the very following play after he had one called back.
All right.
And then again, Franz with that 13-yard catch. Defensively for the Owls, Evan Whitmore has been a busy man tonight. He's got 3 tackles, a sack, deflected a pass, and caused a fumble. So he's
he's
definitely making up for what he thought of himself was a lackluster effort last week. So Evan definitely bouncing back there. Also, Eric Himes, senior for the Owls, has 4 tackles already, but he's been
all over the ball. He's been wreaking havoc in the backfield of the Falcons all night, so he's had an impressive game so far tonight. And Jordan Thompson on defense has a fumble recovery tonight.
That's right, yep.
So Jordan as well. So as you mentioned previously, we have several players that play on both sides of the ball here, and our key guys are making, our skill players are making plays on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see the Owls. Another thing that I'm noticing tonight is these guys seem to be together. They're playing as a team tonight. They're definitely more aggressive than what we've seen them last week. Their line is 1,000 times better than what we've seen last week. And, you know, just coming out and getting that early lead there, it's really put a chip on the shoulder. Their heads have been high. They've been bouncing around, hooting and hollering over there on the Bradford sideline. So good to see some fire underneath the Owls tonight.
Certainly a different vibe on the sideline as they retake the field here from the locker room and come out trying to pump up the visiting section of the bleachers a little bit.
Yeah, and I believe the Owls will be getting the kick.
That's right. They'll start with possession in the third quarter. It's been a very different vibe on the sideline. I'm sure, you know, getting that first touchdown is a weight off the shoulders, a huge relief after being held scoreless against Punxsie in week one. Obviously, you know, there's the streak. There's the matter of the streak that they're trying to break and get their first win of the season. And if it can happen here in Countersport, then next week they head back home against Otto Eldred. That is their week three of the schedule, hosting the Terrors.
Yeah, and so far the Terrors, they had a big win early last week. I haven't seen how they're doing so far tonight, but once we get through this game, again, like you mentioned, we got Otto at home, and then we have two away games for the Owls, two long trips. First to Dubois on the 15th, and then the following week we go down to Clarion. So two long road trips for the Owls. But I can, you know, if they can get out of here with a win tonight and a win against Otto, go head down to those Southern games at 2-1, I think just mentally that's a huge advantage for the Owls.
Yeah, I would say so. And, you know, those back-to-back long ones are never pleasant, but, you know, bus rides are much more fun when you're not, you know, 0-6 or whatever when you take those bus rides. So, yeah, if they can have if they are able to hang on to this one through the second half and put Countersport away, they go 1-1. And then, you know, anything can happen next week against Otto Eldred. But if you win that home game and all of a sudden you've got a 2-1 record, those road trips don't seem so bad, you know, as you mentioned. And then after the two away games, they come back home to host Manitow. I believe that is going to be homecoming night.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the 29th. So the end of September, homecoming already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a little, maybe a little closer than I would like as we say goodbye to summer here. And then after Manitow is
Brookville.
Brookville, that's right.
Yep, so two games at home. Manitow, as you mentioned, homecoming, and then Brookville, and then again two away games, one to St. Mary's, which is, they're always a tough test. St. Mary's is just a very well-coached team. They really got a good program going on right now. And then the longest trip of the year down to Carnes City. So we might have to get a hotel
nine
for that one, Jimmy.
Yeah, that one's going to be a tough one. Carnes City will be a tough one. Week nine of the season this year. And then they come back and wrap it up at home week 10.
Yeah, senior night against Kane this year at home.
Senior night against Kane. So that'll be a fun little rivalry game as well.
Sure, so a lot to look forward to. But first, let's get through this game. We got the lead at the halftime. Let's hope the Owls can hold through this. I'm sure they made some adjustments out there. We see the Owls out in a circle, stretch around, a couple players walking around, giving their teammates high fives, getting them pumped up. These Owls look like they are ready to play, and that's the first time I've seen that in a while.
All right, so now we're huddling up as the clock ticks inside to about 30 seconds. Let's take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the third quarter of action of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
ESB Sports.
All right, that puts an end to the Bradford Owls halftime show presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. And the Owls are set up, ready to receive with Jake Franz, the return man, as we get the second half of play underway. The Owls hanging on to a 13-6 lead. They'll try to expand that here early, turn it back into a two-possession lead, which they had earlier in the game. Here's the kick. Franz. No, it's going to go.
Logan Kohler.
Kohler.
Speedster.
At the 20.
Oh, took a big hit there, but gets it across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. So it looks like the Owls are going to start out at the 1st and 10, 33-yard line, excuse me, but working left to right on radio and starting on the near sideline here. So quick burst of speed there by Logan before he took a pretty good hit but popped right back up for the Owls.
We'll take a quick look around District 9. We have, of course, Owls leading Cottersport 13-6. Struthers from Ohio is up 28-7 over Brookville. I'd never heard of Struthers before. Here's the snap. Reese drops back. He's got Franz on a screen. It's caught. Franz tripped up, but he's able to get through it, and he's across for a first down before getting dragged out of bounds near the 45.
Yeah, Franz really impressive on the run after the catch there. Again, another bullet by Reese right on the money, but Franz really gained another 8 to 10 yards with a defender hanging right onto him. So that was an impressive feat of strength there.
That's going to be a 1st and 10 near the 44-yard line. Central Clarion over Port Allegheny, 21-6 at the half. Dubois and Brockway are tied 7-7 in the second quarter. Reese is out of the shotgun with Jordy Thompson, and there's a flag on the play. It looks like another false start on the Owls.
Yeah, it looks like it's definitely a false start on the end here. And that's what it is. Just knock the Owls back 5 yards. But the way their offense is producing tonight, that's going to be a minor infraction. But still, you want to clean those up. You never want to see the laundry on the field.
Yeah, this is the third or fourth, I think, false start. So, as you said, something they'll want to look at in the practice week.
Yeah.
Dubois and Brockway tied at 7 in the second quarter. Red Bank Valley is up 21-6 over Carn City at the half. Kane and Punksy tied 0-0 in the first. Here's a little dump-off pass to Jordy Thompson. Stiff arm breaks the tackle and then gets brought down after a short game trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Took a hit right at the thigh.
Yes, he did, but he bounced right back up like nothing's wrong. I guess that's that wrestler mentality in him. As you know, Jordy's a former Pennsylvania State wrestler champion down in the Junior Olympic organization, so a standout wrestler for the Owls as well.
You could tell that actually really did play a role, as just before he took that hit, which, you know, he's used to guys shooting on him, just like a double leg takedown, he kind of got airborne just enough to take the weight off that leg and was able to bounce right off of it. Reese and Adam Warren catches it, and he's got room across the 50, and he is going to be looking at a first down. Let's move the chains.
Yeah, definitely. Adam Warren been impressive on his opportunities today, making the most of them. And again, not only on the run, but it looks like on the pass, the Owls are just tearing up the middle of the field there and tearing up that defense for the Falcons.
Nice work there, as that makes it 1st and 10 now from the 46-yard line back in Cottersport territory.
Yeah, 16-yard gain there for the Owls.
Reese standing right at midfield, awaits the snap in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to Thompson. Thompson, stiff arm, and is just going to push that pile.
Wow.
Wow, it's still going. It's still going.
That's impressive.
And he got close to a first down.
Yeah, Ayers made first contact after about 3 yards of gain, and Jordan just kept pushing. And
did you see him turn around?
That was unbelievable.
He turned into the pile and then just started pushing everyone backwards.
There was literally every Falcon defender on him on that play.
And it was a first down.
Wow.
He got a 10-yard run backwards, pushing against the pile. Unbelievable.
That's going to set up a 1st and 10 from the 35 for the Owls. So the Owls are threatening again in Falcon territory.
And moving the ball with good rhythm here. Split backs for Reese. And he's going to hand it off to Gleason. Gleason's going to come up on the right side. Stiff arm, heads to the sideline, trips forward after a gain of about 5. Yeah. He gets out of bounds.
Gleason showing off his speed, then a pretty good stiff arm there. I actually thought the defender had him back here after about 1 or 2 yard gain, but Gleason showing his athleticism there and just his will to go forward. And so an impressive gain, good gain on first down for the Owls.
Yeah, very effective stiff arm there for Gleason in the backfield. We'll see. We had Kane and Punxsy tied 0-0. Forest Hills up over Clearfield 15-5 at the half. Keystone 13 over Union AC Valley at 12 at the half. Bucktail West Branch 22-14 at the half. Smithport Cameron County scoreless tie in the first quarter. Same with Sheffield Otto Eldred.
And handoff to Gleason, who cut it back up the middle, and he almost looks like he's about half a yard shy of a first down for another solid four and a half yard gain for AJ.
Yeah, third and one. And the Owls, again, trying to get back into the red zone here as they approach the 25-yard line. And Reese will come back from the sideline.
Yeah, it looks like they substitute Carter Cawley in there as well as Talon was coming in with the play call. So split backs here for Talon.
Reese awaits the snap, sends A.J. Gleason in motion, and passes it off to Thompson. Thompson gets tripped up, but he does have enough for the first down, and that'll move the chains.
Yes, another impressive play by the line there. All three of those guys from the center over did their job on that and just gave Jordy enough room, and with his strength and explosiveness was able to easily pick up the first down.
You know who's probably a little maybe clenching their fists right now, saying what the heck is going on? Would be one Cameron Snodgrass,
yes,
who sat with me for the last 2 years.
Didn't get to call a single win.
Didn't get to call a win, and now
a flag early
of 2023.
Too many men for the Owls?
Yeah, it looks like... Yep, that is the call, and it is on the Owls, and that'll bring them back.
So that pushes the Owls back to a first and 15 from the 20, just shy of the 30-yard line.
Yep, they get to replay the first down. And Reese comes back from the sideline. He's going to have...
Looks like splits on his right-hand side here with
yeah, I see Tommy Langdon as the man in the backfield. And that's who he's going to give it to. Langdon is struggling to get some positive yardage. There's another flag on the field.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon, a freshman. And last year, I'm forced against my will to work with Mike Gow down at Fretz, and I got to see Tommy play a lot. So he's one of Tommy and the Havlin kid, and there's a couple others that are coming up that I figured by the end of the year they'd be making an impact on this varsity team for the Owls. They were just impressive young players.
You telling me Mike Gow and Cam Snodgrass both got a shout-out in the same broadcast?
Yes, absolutely.
Approaching the seven-minute mark of the third quarter, Jordy Thompson back in the game. And Reese makes his way to the shotgun with trips to the left side. And Adam Ward, the lone man, on the right.
Not sure what the penalty was there, but it's first and 10 again for the Owls.
Reese is heading to the sideline. He's going to keep it, tuck it, and get inside the 20.
Another smart move on Reese. All his men downfield were covered, so good coverage by the Falcons on that play there, and Reese made the smart play and was able to gain some positive yards there.
Yeah, he got about a five-yard gain out of it. It's going to make it second and 4 or 5 yards from the 19-yard line.
Yeah, 19, 20-yard line right in there.
So back inside the red zone. Second down. Reese looking to his left. He's got a man there, but it's dropped.
Yeah, Matthew Perry had the ball in his hands, but looked like it was knocked out the last minute by the defender. But as we've seen last year before he was injured and put him out for the year, that young man's not afraid to go across the middle and go after a ball.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. So we've got A.J. Gleason coming back into the game, and we also have, trying to see, Thompson was already out there. Oh, Carter Cawley, maybe. And Reese sends a man in motion, takes the snap, hands it off to Gleason. Gleason's going to try to hit up the right side. He's going to get inside the 20, but not much doing past that.
Nah, going to bring up a fourth down for the Owls. Counter support on that play. They sniffed it out real good, and I believe it was Ayers from his linebacker position came up and made the tackle for counter support.
Yeah, fourth down for the Owls, who have a decision to make here. Not going to be able to chip in a field goal from this distance. And it looks like they're going to go for it. Gleason's going to head to the sideline. Reese is going to take...
Yeah, it looks like double Eric twins Hines coming in at the slot position.
So double twins for Reese. He's going to take it out of the shotgun. Fourth and five, drops back. Looking, has time, has a man, throws it downfield, and it looks caught.
It is. It's brought in by, it looks like Matthew Perry brings it in for an Owls first down.
Unbelievable. What a catch for Perry at the 5-yard line. Great job from Talon Reese to deliver there.
Again, Talon right on the money, and let's not take any mention away from Matthew Perry. That was one heck of a catch on the sideline, over his head. Excellent play.
That's going to bring up a first and goal from the 5. Split backs for Reese. Cowdy shows blitz. Pitch out to Gleason. Gleason's
got
room. He's got the corner, and he walks in for a touchdown.
All right.
A.J. Gleason with his second TD of the game. And Bradford starts the third quarter. There's another flag on the play.
I believe that's going to be after the play. Maybe possible celebration there, but I didn't see a whole lot going on.
So if that hangs on, it's a 5-yard run for Gleason.
Yeah, that flag came well after the play.
It is on the Owls, and it's going to be an unsportsmanlike. So it will be tacked on to the kickoff because the score is already up on the board. So must have been two penalties. One of them, and they had to pick between the two of them because it looked like one of them they chose not to enforce, and then they enforced a second. So Franz is in to kick the extra point, and it is good.
Right down the middle. That puts the Owls up 20 to 6, Jimmy. So
yeah.
I'm impressed. I'm enjoying it. You know, calling these games is a lot more fun when the Owls are playing this well.
It's a whole other type of animal. And Gleason with his second TD of the game puts the Owls up 19-6, and then Jake Franz hits his extra point for a 20-6 lead. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Simcoe Field. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And the Owls just scored another TD. A.J. Gleason on a 5-yard run. Extra point was good by Jake Franz. And it's 20-6, 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Sean Cotton. So Sean, with the touchdown there, you win a free lunch special from Toji's substation for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Enter today at either location, at the Toji substation or Toji's restaurant.
Beautiful kick by Franz.
Yeah, caught at the 20, but a big lane as he skates through and approaches the 45-yard line does Jackson Moss.
Yeah, but wrapped up
big
and brought
hit
down hard by Carter Cawley.
Blade big hit by Carter
there.
Cawley. Yep, that one will be put up next to A.J. Gleason's earlier tackle when we go to name a collision of the game. Sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. First and 10 for Countersport from the 45-yard line. Owls defense gets back to work Ayers out of the shotgun, hands it off to Ott. Ott up the middle with a five-yard gain, and he's brought down at midfield.
Again, A.J. Gleason coming up from his safety position and bringing him down. However, still gained about 5 yards on the play there. So a little breakdown of the Owls' offensive line there, nothing to be concerned about. It looked like they had a late substitution in there, so looks like they got their regular personnel back on the field now, Jimmy.
Yeah, Ott, very explosive out of the backfield as well, and Cottersport's been missing him for a majority of the game. He's in there now. We'll see for how long. Ayers out of the shotgun, and it's to Ott again, this time up the left side. He's wrapped up but drags his defender near the first down line.
Yeah, that was Matthew Perry making the initial contact.
Oh,
that ball
he came away
out
with the ball.
And that's Evan Whitmore with the ball, but I didn't see. But the officials are calling the ball the play down. But Matthew Perry and hit him first, and then Whitmore and Gleason came in to clean up there. So still, it's going to be a third and short one for the Falcons.
That pumps up the boys there. I mean, he came away with the ball, celebrated like he had a takeaway. He ends up flicking it to the ref. You can hear the coaches yelling, "Let's go." Well, they're fired up, man, down there. It's third and one. Ayers is going to roll out to his right side. He's in trouble.
That's Whitmore again blowing up that play and bringing down the sack. Have yourself a game, young man.
Well, I told you he was pumped up, man.
Excellent to see him out there playing this well.
I mean,
huge loss for the Falcons there. And that's going to knock them back about 6 yards, 8 yards.
Yeah, back to the 49-yard line for a fourth and six. And, well, I want to call that the collision right now. Let's wipe out the others.
Absolutely.
If you factor in, if you factor in the play, that was huge. Well, that was absolutely huge to bring them back across midfield.
Yeah, and not only did he blow up in the backfield, but the back that stepped up to try to block him, he just ran him flat over, clean over, and so there was two big hits by Evan on that play.
That's a momentum shift and a real one. As Cottersport's going to take a timeout there. We'll take a tax-in timeout as well, brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. It's 20-6. Bradford leads, 3:29 left in the third quarter. Bradford Owls football. Tax-In timeout on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax-in timeout after the huge play by Evan Whitmore is going to force a punting situation. Gleason's back deep, but they're going to go with a laser beam punt. Wow, a nice one. And it's going to roll inside the 10, approach the 5, and dead at the 3-yard line.
And again, Carter Cawley just inches away from getting a hand on that ball as well. That's the second time tonight he's almost blocked a punt. So with the Owls pinned deep, what do you think, Jim? They're going to stick with what they've been knowing is going to work, try to pound the ball up the middle?
I don't see why not. Last time they were in this situation, we saw Jordy Thompson getting some work. I think you double him up with A.J. Gleason. You let him run out of there a little bit, get you a little breathing room, and then let Reese go back to just dealing because he has been absolutely on target all night.
We are approaching the 60th offensive play for the Owls tonight, and there's still 3 minutes to go. They've had over 20 offensive plays, so they are definitely controlling the clock. That's one stat I don't keep, but they're controlling the time of possession tonight.
Yeah, I'm keeping track just of each possession, but not of the time. And here's a handoff to Thompson. He's going to fight his way through the offensive line. But
yeah, he actually got hit first in the end zone there.
I have no idea how that wasn't a face mask.
I have no idea either. I thought there is a flag.
Oh, there is
down.
A flag.
It
oh,
is
my.
A face mask.
I was going to say, I didn't see the flag there.
Yeah, so he got, out to the 5-yard line where he was brought down. Again, it took three guys to get him there, but a face mask on the Falcons. So it's going to bring it out to the 10-yard line. So it looks like it's going to set up a first and, it's like about a first and
three, four yards. Maybe a first and four from the 10-yard line. Talon Reese is working out of the shotgun. He's got trips on his left side. awaits the snap. Gonna quick throw screen
Jake Franz.
To Jake Franz, who's across for the first down and out and running. He's gonna get tripped up at the 35-yard line. A huge
25-yard gain for the Owls. Again, it was just a quick short pass to counter that heavy rush by the Falcons. And again, Talon Reese, a bullet right on the money. And then Jake Franz showing his athleticism and getting up the field in a hurry.
You know, the his first year, when he wasn't the full-time starter yet, I remember Reese struggled a little bit with those screenplays. And it's something that he's got down to an absolute art form.
Yeah, it looks like a stoppage in play here. Looks like there's going to be a foul start on the Owls. Yep, it's going to bring them back 5 yards.
Yep, got to control the motion. We can see how pumped up the kids are. The momentum's going. They've got everything working for them right now. And sometimes the vibes and the emotion get a little bit of the best of you, and you end up.
Yeah, just got to contain themselves and stay in the moment here.
Making some slight mistakes there, including one for a false start. First and 15 now from the 30-yard line. Reese out of the shotgun. He's going to send Thompson in motion. He's going to drop back, dump it over the middle, and he's hit right there.
Oof.
As airs. I'm
not sure I agree on the tackle there, the strategy, but I mean, I guess that's football once in a while. But the pass was complete to A.J. Gleason before he was brought down quickly.
Yeah, he was kind of dumped there by airs. So maybe a little bit of frustration coming out there. Now a second and 15 after the no gain. Empty backfield for Reese with five wide. Reese, hard count, takes the snap, drops back, looking to his right, going to step up, rolling out. He's got to make a decision here, and he does. It's caught by Adam Ward. Adam Ward turns infield and somehow stayed in bounds.
I don't know what was more impressive, the pass by Reese or the catch by Ward, but that was unbelievable. And then to have the peace of mind to turn to his left, or his right, excuse me, back infield and get another 3 or 4 yards out of that.
So, you see how he had to, like, contort his torso. He had to shift his momentum in midair.
Yeah.
Because he was heading towards the sideline for the catch.
10-yard gain again there for the Owls. So it's going to bring up a third and five from the 40.
A third and five, yeah, from the 40-yard line. Reese. And I'll have trips to the left side. He's going to drop back. Screen's not there. He's got to roll out to his left. In trouble. And he's going to keep it, and he's going to take
a late hit there.
A very late hit
that
by Ayers.
Like Ayers, 3 yards off the sideline there.
And a second flag comes in a moment later.
Yeah, I think maybe the same call there.
Boy, that's, I mean, to see.
You hate to see stuff like
Reese,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he was yards away from the first, and Ayers.
I mean, 3 yards out of bounds there. But, again, Reese pops right back up and keeps moving.
Yeah, Ayers just a I think that's the frustration that we saw. Same thing I mentioned on the Gleason tackle, as that's a clearly a late hit right in front of the sideline, in front of every line judge on the field. And that's going to move the ball well over the first down, well across half field, and it'll make a first and 10 from the 45 in Cowdersport territory.
Yeah, obviously Coach Frank Brown for Cowdersport wasn't happy with his star player there, as he immediately pulled him off the field. So
yeah, got to get him.
Get a cool head and get him back out there to keep playing the game. That's all we can do.
Get him a little bit of a level head, give him a little breather there. First and 10 for the Owls from the 45. Yeah, Ayers will hit the towel and try to collect himself. Reese hands off to Thompson. Thompson, again, gets contact at the line of scrimmage, but is able to turn it into a 4 or 5 yard gain.
And it seems like he does that a lot of plays. I mean, that first hit just doesn't faze him at all. It just seems like it gives him the momentum to keep going. And just impressive running back. And again, a young player for the Owls, just a sophomore.
That's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. And the Owls, I mean, are still in control of this game. Still only a 2-possession game, but they have all the momentum right now. The offense is doing some most things very well. The defense is holding their own, and they've so far held Countersport to 6 points while putting up 20 of their own. There's a one final 12-minute frame left on the clock. The Owls looking for their first victory in three seasons. 20-6, Bradford leads Countersport. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the fourth quarter, the final frame for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Week 2 at Countersport. The Owls were in a 2nd-and-5 situation and tried to go with a handoff to Gleason. Lost about 4 or 5 yards on that one. So now back to a 3rd-and-long, 3rd-and-10 from the 45-yard line. Reese with split backs, and he will throw. It is caught by Adam Ward. He's heading to the sideline looking for the first down yardage. Got close to it.
Yeah, he was another good gain by the Owls, another tough catch made by Adam Ward there, and just the will to get that first down, and he's close.
Yeah, it's going to be 4th-and-1. They need to get to the 35. They're currently marked at the 36-yard line. 4th-and-1. Big play here for the Owls, up 20-6 with 11 minutes left in the game.
You know, if I'm thinking they run the ball here, Jimmy. I'm thinking they go back to that middle success and give it the ball to Jordy and let him do his thing.
It hasn't been an issue thus far. And they will. They'll
swing it out
pass
to Jordan,
it to Thompson. He's hitting the backfield. Does he have enough? He's brought down short.
Looks to be just about not even a football length short there, but a heck of an effort by Jordan just came up just a touch short.
And maybe a little bit of an unfriendly an unfriendly mark, but yeah, just shy of it, and that's going to give Countersport the ball. 1st-and-10 from their own 36-yard line. As we are inside of 11 minutes left in the game. Countersport down by 14 now, 20-6. And we'll see if the Owls defense can continue to do what they've done for just about all night. And that is answer everything that Ayers and this offense has put in front of them. Ott is on the bench being tended to again by the medical trainer. He's fighting through something. When he's on the field, it's a difference, but he hasn't been able to be all that much.
Oh,
almost picked off.
Yeah, Ayers overthrew that ball, and it was nearly picked off by, guess who? Jake France.
Yeah,
man,
absolutely.
Again, all over the place. A little slow getting up, but walking it off.
All right,
no
shaking
big
it
deal.
Off there. Looked like he stumbled when he got up. Had me worried there, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, don't do that. Jake, stop. He's okay now, it looks like. Just adjusting the equipment a little bit down by the ankles and knees. Oh, a cramp is all.
I see Mr. Ayers down here. Looks like he has Ott down there with ice on his foot. So let's hope that young man's okay and get back to action as soon as possible.
Yeah. Rough night for the two stars. Here's Ayers, slings it, and his guy's just not ready. Wasn't looking.
Nope. And I think Jordy Thompson on the coverage there, but the Countersport receiver wasn't even paying attention when that ball went right by him. So
yeah,
just
I
a misplay there.
A little bit of frustration maybe coming through for Ayers as we saw the two defensive plays. One, it was just a vicious hit, really, on Gleason. An unfortunate tackle. Nothing really particularly dirty about it. Just something you wouldn't want your kid to be in.
Right.
And then the second one was a late hit on Reese. Now a couple overthrows. Ayers drops back. He's got to roll out left side. He's got
pursued
some room.
By Whitmore.
And it's another one over. I think adrenaline's going, man. Ayers is overshooting just about everybody.
And again,
and quick
Evan,
to the trigger.
Evan Whitmore in hot pursuit maybe forced him to get rid of the ball a little bit early, and he just sailed that one over the receiver's head. So, again, Evan Whitmore, even if he isn't in on the play tonight, he's definitely making a difference just being in the area. He's all over the ball tonight.
He's been an absolute beast.
That brings up a fourth down.
Fourth and 10.
Yeah, looks like AJ's going to drop back to take a punt.
Fourth and 10 with 10 minutes and 41 seconds left. That possession took less than 30 seconds off the clock.
That's impressive. The Owls got to have triple the time of possession than the Falcons tonight.
Cotter Sport will punt away. No fakes here.
Oof,
and it's going to sail over the head of Gleason inside the 10. And it's going to come to a stop inside the 5 again. That's the third punt that the Falcons have pinned inside the 5.
Yeah, the last two times the Owls have been able to battle out from having their backs against the wall there. But that's impressive by Gavin there. I mean, that's the third booming punt with a great roll for the Falcons. So, again, the Owls pinned deep in their own territory.
Yeah, they've been able, as you said, to combat and answer it, get at least out of their territory far enough to not give any easy possessions, easy drive starts to Cotter Sport. But, boy, the third time tonight. 10 minutes and 29 seconds left in the game as Bradford takes back over.
Yeah, their last drive started on the 3.
Here's the handoff to Thompson. Thompson's up the middle, and that's going to be a little gain, a nice little gain for Jordy.
Again, right up the middle. Looks like he got about four yards on the play there.
So, again, that Bradford punted away almost a little bit less than a minute into the fourth. Cotter Sport had it for about 30 seconds of play time before their punt, and now Bradford has it back with 10 minutes on the clock. They started with possession in the fourth. They already have it back. Reese with split backs. He's going to take the snap. It will be a throw. He's looking to the right side. He's got a man wide open. And he's heading to the sideline with a first down and more.
Yeah, Eric Himes in on the catch there. So he just came off. It looked like he was lined up in a tight end position and then just broke out and caught the ball and got another 8 to 10 yards after the catch. So another impressive throw by Reese.
Getting up past the 20-yard line. So that'll give Reese another a little bit more breathing room, get him out of his own end zone a little bit. And it also keeps the clock running down into 9:25 left. Reese again with split backs. And takes the snap, hands it off to Thompson. Thompson's wrapped up in the backfield immediately by Ayers. And another Falcon looked to me like John Wright.
Yeah, I believe that was John Wright coming off out of a linebacker position along with Gavin Ayers.
And that is a 5-yard loss, so a second and 15. So we've got 8:45 left in the game. Owls still leading 20-6. Second and 15 from the 17-yard line. Reese again with split backs. It's Gleason and Thompson on either side of him. Twins to his right.
You know, Owls calling a timeout there. I see Coach Puglio running down the sideline. So something out there he didn't like.
So we'll take a timeout as well, a tax-in timeout, as the Owls still lead here in the fourth quarter, 20-6, with 8 minutes and 27 seconds left in the game from Cotter Sport. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
ACM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
We're back from the tax-in timeout as Reese awaits the snap with split backs. He's going to drop back. Airing it out to Jake Franz. Franz caught it.
Oh,
caught and dropped. Caught and dropped at the 45-yard line. What a play that was almost made. Holy cow, that pass was absolutely a dime from Talon Reese.
Yeah, Talon getting close to the 200-yard mark tonight, and that's just his fourth incomplete pass this game. So impressive feat by Talon.
My word, that was absolutely right where it had to be. It looked like it was where only Franz could get to it, had overthrown the receiver, and Franz really had to book it to get there. And boy, just slipped out of his hands. Little bobble snap there from Reese. He's doing it again. And it's caught this time at the 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Jake Franz.
Huge play by the Owls there.
It's an 83-yard touchdown from Talon Reese to Jake Franz.
That was impressive. Jake Franz looked like the exact same plays they ran the previous one that Jake just barely dropped, and he made good on that one. Not only did he catch the ball, the defender fell going for it, and Jake, nobody was catching that, man. Nobody.
You know, it even looked like Cowdy was ready for them to run the same play. They actually went and tried to double-team Franz, but it had been too late because he exploded off the line, and by the time the help defense got there, he was already coming down with it near midfield. An 83-yard touchdown.
It puts the Owls up 26-6 with 8:09 here to go in the fourth quarter, and there looks like they got not sure who's in there to kick the extra point.
That good. Is up and good, and I think that is Paige Smith. It is Paige Smith with the extra point. And that tacks on one more to make it 27-6. Bradford Owls lead with 8:09 left in the game over Countersport. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Here from Simcoe Field. We just had an 83-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese to Jake Franz, an electric duo here so far this season. And the kickoff by Franz is going to roll into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback.
Yeah, Jimmy, with that 83-yard connection, I haven't tallied up all the stats for Mr. Franz. However, Talon Reese went over 300 yards on that play.
I was going to say
306 yards right now.
You said a bit ago that he was sort of approaching 250, I think.
Yeah.
83-yard completion would.
Yeah, he was just shy of 200. Then those two passes. I mean, the one for 4 or 5 yards there, and then that 83-yarder. I mean, to put him over the mark there. And again, four incompletions all night.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the connection with him and Franz here in just their second time on the field together.
Right.
Their second game together is wild. It's 27-6. 8:07 left in the game. Ayers takes the snap for Countersport. And he's going to try to complete a short little sling pass.
And I'm not Jake Abers got in there. It looked like he may have got just a fingertip on the ball and maybe knocked that loose, because that was untypical of errors missing like that.
Yeah. Intended target was John Wright. He comes away with nothing, and that's a second and 10 now from the 20-yard line. I also think, you know, mentally it just has to play a role that they probably just didn't see this coming.
Correct.
Yeah, definitely. The Falcons were probably looking past this game, and it's catching up to them now.
This one is connected to right, and he's going to get across for a first down, get tripped up by Jordy Thompson.
Yeah, it looked like the initial contact was by A.J. Gleason, and then Jordy Thompson cleaning up afterwards.
Near the 35-yard line, so a pretty big chunk there for Countersport, but they will need to do something on this drive if they want to answer back and make this a game. Currently down by 21 points. Ayers is going to drop back, flips it over again to right, and that one's over his head.
Yeah, an overthrow again by Ayers, which, like you mentioned before, possibly a little frustration getting there, because that's just uncharacteristic of him.
Yeah.
Usually a very accurate passer.
Yeah, a little frustration, a little, you know, adrenaline, trying to do a little too much, I think probably plays a factor in that. Approaching the 7.5-minute mark now. Owls still hanging on to a 21-point lead. Countersport trying to mount a rally.
Yeah, and it looks like the Owls' defense has gone to just three linemen now. With looks like they got four DBs in a safety there. So
yeah, they know Countersport has to move downfield in a hurry. Here's 2nd and 10 over the middle, and that's incomplete, intended for Jackson Moss.
Yeah, just off the hands. That was an absolute bullet by Mr. Ayers. And yeah. Just a little too much to handle for Jackson Moss.
Had a little hot sauce on that one.
It definitely did. So that brings up
3rd and 10.
3rd and 10 from the 35 for Countersport with 7:32 to go in the game.
A big possession here for Cowdy. You know, after going down by the third possession, the third TD, they need to mount something here. It's going to be a screen play, screen pass, caught, but just nothing doing.
Nothing there. Sniffed out well by the Owls. Looked like Jake Abers, Jordan Thompson, and Matt Perry all in on the tackle there. So they weren't fooled one bit.
It was Kobe Lewis with the completion, but only got about a yard. It'll bring up a 4th and 9. Looks like Countersport will go for it here. One of their last chances to make this a game. Airs it over the
Picked
middle.
Off.
Intercepted by A.J. Gleason. Gleason's going to step out of bounds near midfield. 45-yard line. Or so in Countersport territory. A.J. Gleason, interception.
Boy, we're going to have some work to do picking the player of the game tonight if this plays out like it has been.
Gleason's not making it easy. It was already, you know, he was putting in the bid with a second touchdown. You would think just about any other night it's looking like a Talon Reese obvious pick, but
yeah.
His favorite target, Jake Franz, has also got something to say about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, A.J. has 6 tackles and now an interception on the night.
Unbelievable game from all these kids. Plus, we've got Evan Whitmore making just unbelievable plays.
Yeah, he's definitely been the defensive leader tonight.
Here's a handoff to Thompson on first down. Just,
unreal.
Again, fighting. He was literally...
There's 7 Falcons.
Should have been
him.
Brought down in the backfield. He, again, turned backwards into the pile and pushed it forward for 4 yards. Almost 5.
That was there were 7 Falcon defenders on that young man. 7.
I mean... Earned all of those. Earned all of those.
No doubt.
6 yards to go. 2nd down from the 41-yard line in Countersport territory. Owls trying to run down some clock here, up 27-6 with 6:15 left to go. Reese out of the shotgun has Thompson to his left. He's got Trips to his right. He's going to hand it off to Thompson again. Who's going to run through and make it real close to a first. Going to be about a yard or two shy.
But again, another 5-yard gain, and he got hit right at the line of scrimmage there. Just a glancing blow, but then took 2 more Falcon defenders to bring him down. I mean, that's just impressive to me.
Yeah, if Thompson runs like this all season, remember this kid is a sophomore.
Yeah.
And if he runs like this all season, much less all career, we've got ourselves a dependable, strong downhill runner.
Absolutely. Let's see what the Owls are going to do here with a 3rd and 2, long one, 3rd and 2.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Split backs for Reese. He's going to pitch to Gleason. Gleason's going to try to cut up.
He's
spin move, and he's across.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be denied on that. So another first down for the Owls with A.J. Gleason gaining. Looks like 4 yards there. Looks like it might be getting a little chippy down there now.
Yeah, a little bit. Leave it to Evan Whitmore to try to
Yep,
keep
split
it cool.
Everybody up. I'm not sure what that ref was running after the Bradford players for. They're already walking away, but we'll take the first down and keep on trucking.
Yeah, cooler heads prevail there. Yeah, credit to Whitmore, who was making sure to try to calm everyone. That first down, plus a couple extra yards, will make it first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, I'm highly impressed with Evan Whitmore. He's really, I think this might be a breakout game as far as leader of this team goes,
yeah,
because he's been fantastic.
He's always been reliable as a tackler. This is one of the more impressive games I've seen from him. Here's Thompson again up the middle and, of course, extends it for another couple of yards.
It's like he got about two or three yards on that gain. So
could have been a loss and a 1 second run turns into, running for 6 seconds and taking it for 2 yards positive.
Yeah, so that's going to bring up a second and 8 for the Owls. And ball spotted right in the middle of the field, working right to left here.
Forgot to mention our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. It's Wally.
Wally?
It's Wally.
Just Wally.
Just
that's
Wally.
It.
Wally's our fourth quarter contestant, and the Owls did score here in the fourth, Wally. So you get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Wally.
4.5 minutes, just under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Owls, looks like they're gonna hang on to this one. Here's a handoff to Thompson. What are they?
He's still
positive yardage is they ended up pushing him back eventually.
Right.
Positive yardage is going to turn it into another yard or so.
Yeah, so again, another strong run. And he hasn't lit up at all this entire game. He has not gotten tired, it looks to be, one bit. Again, that's all the wrestling he does. Earlier this summer, he went to some national wrestling tournaments about the country, mostly on the East Coast here, and was very successful in his summer wrestling program.
Unbelievable athlete. Looks like we've got a tax-in timeout on the field. We'll keep it here for now. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to go. It's 27-6. The Owls, I mean, you know, we saw this a little bit from early on. You never really want to say too much on the air, be responsible for the jinx.
Correct.
But they look like a fully different squad tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
From opening kick. Doing an incredible job on really all three sides of the ball. But specifically, their defense tonight has been locked down.
Absolutely.
And their offense has been more dynamic than we've seen in
a long time.
Years.
Yes.
Reese takes the snap. It's another handoff to Thompson.
Again, hitting the backfield and gaining yards.
Yeah, now finally enough to, you know, stop him from converting to a first on a couple of tries.
Yeah, it looked like he got just a yard out of that play there. But again, he was hit 3 yards deep in the backfield and still makes a positive gain out of it.
It's going to bring up a fourth and short. Cotter Sports going to call another timeout. They're trying to hang on to as much time as they can, anticipating getting the ball back here. So we're inside of 4 minutes. Bradford still leads 27-6. A tax-in timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRKs and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football here as we approach the four-minute mark.
They're going to go for it on fourth and eight here, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think as deep as you are, 31-yard line, the punt isn't going to get you all that much extra. You can't kick a field goal from here. So might as well punch it in as far as you can. Maybe you end up with a first. Reese with some time, but now he's got trouble.
Oh.
He's going to escape it.
Oof.
And it'll be incomplete. Wow.
That was rough there. But Reese, again, bounces up. A flag on the field. I wouldn't be surprised we see a late hit on that. That's just frustration coming through right there for the Cotter Sport team.
Yeah, I don't know how he escaped that in the first place to get to that position.
Looks like they might be calling that on.
They call that on the Owls.
Looks like it was offsetting penalties, so not real sure. That was an interesting event.
Well, the Falcons will get the ball back now. They're down by 21 points with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go. So if they want to make a run at this thing, which they still can.
Sure.
They've used up a few of their timeouts, but they need to make something happen here on this drive, and particularly quickly on this drive.
Yeah, and the Owls defense, the way they're playing so far tonight, that's going to be a tough task for Cowdersport.
Absolutely. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Ayers out of the shotgun. He's got double twins, and he's going to send it out to the flat.
Hit immediately by Eric Himes. Oh, he did not come up with that. It looked like the ball was in his hands, but Himes was all over him there and knocked the ball out on a first contact.
Yeah, intended for Owen Chang, who wasn't able to hang on. Second and 10 from the 30. That only took a couple seconds off the clock. So no real harm, no foul, as long as you can still convert and move the ball downfield. Ayers, double twins again. And going to air it out a little bit farther. This one is caught on his way to the ground by Jackson Moss.
Yeah, just a 5-yard gain, so that brings up it's going to be 3rd and 5 for the Falcons.
We'll call it a 6-yard gain. No? Maybe not. There's again, sliding to Moss. It's incomplete, and now a 4th down.
Yes, it's going to bring up 4th and 5. It looked like Moss a little shaken up on that.
Yeah, a little slow to get up. You know, if they are trying to play through suffering injury to their 1,000-yard rusher, they do not want to lose Jackson Moss on top of that. Ayers takes a high snap. Pressure. He's in trouble. It's intercepted by A.J. Gleason again. His 2nd interception of the game, and he is off and running and inside the 25-yard line.
And I got to look at my stat sheet here.
My word.
Number 7, backup QB, Andrew Giordano, bringing the huge pressure on Gavin Ayers and knocking him hard to the ground as he let go of that ball. And A.J. Gleason, a man on a mission tonight. That's his 2nd interception of the game. And then takes the ball another 30 yards downfield. So it's going to set up the Owls just outside of the red zone here. It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 23-yard line with 3:15 to go here for the Bradford Owls.
AJ, listen, buddy. Trying to figure out who's going to be the MVP of the game, you're not really helping me.
No,
you know?
Not at all. Not
you're,
at all.
You're making this too much of a conversation here. Here's a handoff to Jordy. He's going to finally get brought down in the backfield.
I think that's the first lost yards, yes.
But that does start the clock back up rolling as we tick inside of 3 minutes to go.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Falcons are out of timeouts here.
They've got to be. I mean, if they do have any, it's 1. They've used quite a few trying to maximize, thinking that they could make it happen on each possession, but they haven't been able to. And I think that's a dagger. That interception might be the dagger. It's right now 2nd and 13, and Bradford still has plenty of clock to kill, but 3 touchdowns. Here's a pass. It is caught.
Matthew
down
Perry
and
out.
Flag on the play.
I'm not real sure where that flag even came from. Looked like it just dropped out of the sky there.
No. That is holding on the Owls.
So that's going to erase.
My word. A lot. I mean, luckily they haven't been affected by it.
Right.
But a lot of penalties.
Yeah, and that's going to be a 10-yarder. So that's going to push it back to about 2nd and 23, 24 for the Owls.
So even with, you know, a victorious, a huge first win to finally break the streak, to show up against Cowdersport, reigning D9 Class 3.
Yeah, and some writers predicted them to win their division of the D9 this year.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. That's right. I saw a lot of projections saying they would probably have a 1-loss season. Well, here's one. But, yeah, still plenty of things to work on for the Owls with a handful of false starts. Looking for Franz.
Wow,
it's caught
again
at the 10, and he's going to walk in for another touchdown. Jake Franz.
33-yard touchdown from Talon Reese to Jake Franz for his second of the game, and that puts Talon well over the 300-yard mark tonight. So, again, the Owls, that puts them up 33-6 with 1:55 left to go in the game, and we're going to bring in
Paige
for a field goal here.
Yeah, Paige Smith will try to attempt her, I believe, her third field goal. She's 1 for 2 so far. Kick is up, and that is good. Make it 2 for 3 as Paige Smith puts it through the uprights. And makes it 34-6 with 1:55 left to play. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Simcoe Field, where the Owls have just taken a 28-point lead, 34-6, with under 2 minutes to go. If the A.J. Gleason interception was not the dagger, the ensuing 33-yard touchdown pass from Reese to Franz, I believe, is. There's Franz's kickoff following the touchdown, caught at about the 15-yard line, across the 25, across the 30. Uh-oh. Broken through at the 45, 50, at the 40, at the 30, the 20, and going to find his way to the end zone. So Countersport, after being held scoreless for the entire second quarter, finally gets another touchdown. Might be a little too late for Cowdy.
Yeah, that was John Wright, the jersey number 4 for the Falcons, who just found a seam, broke it to the far sideline, and nobody was catching him. So an excellent run. And like you said, it's the first score of this half for Countersport. And the flag on the field was waved off, so looks like the score is going to count. So as we stand right now, we're at Bradford 34, Countersport 12, with a minute 41 remaining. And, Jimmy, that looked to be about a... 82, 83 yard?
Yeah, I had it as 80. I had it as 83 yards. And it might have even been a yard farther than that, to be honest with you. I had it as 83. Minute 41 left to go. Now, that certainly is a nice little consolation there for Countersport, but still down by 22 here with just a minute 41. Again, might be a little too late. They'll go for two.
No good.
And, yep, they will be denied.
Not sure who came up with the tackle there, but he didn't get anywhere past the line of scrimmage. So another excellent play. And, of course, the guy I see coming out of the piles, number 54, Evan Whitmore.
Evan Whitmore.
So I'm certain he probably had his hands in on that. So
a minute 36 to go after Countersport's touchdown. It's 34-12. Bradford leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Sometimes it seems the crises just keep coming for children. COVID, war, drought, and famine. They can seem downright relentless. But you know what? So can our response. When helping children unites us, we are a force to be reckoned with. Where there is help, there is hope. It's why UNICEF won't stop, ever. Learn more at unicefusa.org/wewontstop.
WESB Sports.
What a show from Simcoe Field. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 34-12 is the score currently with the Owls in favor.
Yeah.
22-point lead.
I was just doing a quick tally here. I'll have better stats at the end of the game, but Talon's just shy of the 340 mark. I have him at 339. And
very few incompletions tonight. I believe only five so far.
A minute 36 left in the game. I don't know if he's going to be throwing anymore.
No.
It also depends on if they get the ball back here.
A little pooch kick.
Onside. But... No, more. Yeah, not really a full-on onside attempt. More of just a pooch to the 42.
Yeah, and it looked like jersey number 13 for the Owls there, who is would be... Excuse me, let me grab the right paper here. That's Nick DeGolier.
Yeah.
He just picked it up out of the air and fell on it. So it'll be first and 10 Owls at about the 43. So another good starting field position. And they only got a minute 36 to burn off the clock here.
Yeah, I think this will be a couple of runs and maybe a little victory formation. Reese, or maybe they'll go right to the victory formation.
Yeah, it looks like that's what they're going to do.
Minute 36 does give them enough time to do so. And that is exactly what he does. So they'll just have to take a couple of more knees. And that will be the game. So that's the first victory for the Owls.
Yes, since 2019 when they went 1-8 on that year. And then again, winless the last few. So
nearly 4 years, 31 games have been played. I remember the win. It was at home against Punxsutawney. It was the last season that Frank Williams called games.
Wow.
For the Owls, if I'm not mistaken. So it was me and Frank Williams in the booth. And then after that year, they had gone winless. Three seasons. I did one of those years by myself, the COVID year, and then two seasons with Cameron Snodgrass. And here in your second week in the chair, Mark.
Yeah, I get to call an Owls victory, and that sideline is exploding, deservedly so. The monkey is off the back. Your Bradford Owls are winners. 34-12 here in Cowdersport.
So they are they officially break the losing streak. They got one in the W column. They are W1. The Owls are now officially on a winning streak.
They are, and they are 500 on the season at 1-1, and that's going to bring a ton of momentum back home to Parkway Field next week as Otto Eldred comes in.
Yeah, not only that, but their one win on the season is against, again, the reigning D9 Class 3 champions. The Countersport Falcons, and in Countersport as well, so
yeah.
Coming on the road. 34-12 is your final score. The Owls did a lot right. What they got wrong on the night was mostly penalties. They'll need to clean that up during the week of practice, but a lot to feel good about here. We've got a lot of guys that we need to give some credit to and show some extra love, so we're going to take a couple of minutes as a break so we can wrap things up. We've got a lot of stats to tally up, and when we come back, we'll do a quick post-game show, including a scoring recap and those stats that Mark has been trying to scribble out in between all the action.
It's hieroglyphics here, Jimmy.
Again, the Owls win, a final score of 34-12 over Countersport. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Simcoe Field. Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Boy, do we have a game to wrap up. But the headline here is the Owls get their first win in four seasons. Their first win since 2019. They break a 31-game winless streak. And they defeat Countersport here tonight at Countersport, for the record. And what a game it was. We've got a lot of players that we need to highlight and give some appreciation to. We've got a long list of stats, the most prolific on both sides of the ball, obviously. A game that we've had in a while because it was a win. We've had nights where we've put up some points. We haven't done it on both sides of the ball and came away with a full, complete victory. So, obviously, there's a lot to talk about. We'll try to keep it brief here in the post-game show. But, again, the Owls win. They are 1-1 on the season, and we are heading to back home to Parkway Field to host Otto Eldred with a 500 record with a win over the Falcons. Let's run through a quick scoring recap. As Countersport started with first possession of the game, they ended up lining up for a punt. They went for a fake punt and failed on that. They turned over on downs back to Bradford, who turned it over on downs right back to him. And they kind of traded back and forth between turnover on downs and Countersport with a fumble recovery that Jordy Thompson was able to pick up. Bradford turnover on downs. Countersport finally punts as Bradford was starting to get really good field position. But that's basically how the first quarter went. Bradford won the field position battle. And other than that, it was still scoreless through one. However, early in the second quarter, A.J. Gleason enters the game for the first time. He, on a second and five, gets a four-yard gain and slips at the sideline. Was about to take off, but slipped on the dew in the grass and hits the sideline out of bounds and makes it a yard short. They do get up to the goal line. Gleason gets the ball for the second time, punches it in the end zone, but there's a flag on the play that comes back, pushes him back 5 yards to the six. Gleason gets it again and punches it right back in. So three plays for Gleason, and he nearly scores a touchdown each time, basically. But he does get the Owls on the board with the six-yard run. The extra point attempt was blocked. And that makes it 6-0, Owls lead early in the second quarter. Then Countersport on the next possession, they fumbled again. This one was recovered by Evan Whitmore, and Bradford is able to turn that to another touchdown. It culminates in Talon Reese finding Jake Franz for the first of many touchdowns on the night. 13 yards for this one. The extra point was good, and that makes it 13-0. Bradford leads by two possessions. By this time, momentum is building. The vibes are good. You can tell the sideline is feeling it. The next possession, Countersport has to punt it away. And then Bradford trades a punt back with them. And Countersport finally finds the end zone here in the second part of the second quarter with Ayers on a 22-yard pass to Kobe Lewis. So Gavin Ayers finds Colby Lewis, 22 yards out. They go for the two-point conversion. It's no good, and we have a score of 13-6. Bradford has to punt it away. Countersport kneels the clock out until the end of the first half, and we have a score after the first half of play of 13-6. Then we start the second half. Bradford with possession. They punt. Countersport also punts, and then on Bradford's second possession of the half, Gleason with a 5-yard touchdown run, his second of the game, makes it 20-6 after Jake Franz puts in the extra point on a 14-yard a 14-point lead for Bradford on the 5-yard run from Gleason. Goddard-Sport again has to punt it away. They trade back and forth a few times as we enter the fourth quarter now. Bradford punt, Goddard-Sport punt. Bradford then explodes as Talon Reese aims for Jake Franz. It's nearly caught, but ends up going incomplete. They run back the same exact play, and Reese finds Franz for an 83-yard touchdown. Paige Smith comes in to kick the extra point. That's good, 27-6 in the fourth quarter. And then on the very next possession for Goddard-Sport, A.J. Gleason comes away with an interception. What a night for Gleason. His first interception on the night. After already scoring two touchdowns as well. Then we will have the next Bradford possession ends in a turnover on downs. Goddard-Sport gets the ball back again, and A.J. Gleason intercepts it again. So he comes away with two touchdowns and two interceptions. The next Bradford possession ends with Reese finding Jake Franz again, this time from 33 yards out. Extra point is good. 34-6. On the kickoff after that touchdown, Goddard-Sport takes it to the house, 83 yards for John Wright, the kick return for a touchdown. The extra point is no good, and that makes it 34-12. Bradford takes the next possession and kneels out the clock, and they come away with the 34-12 win. So a couple of these guys had some really big games. We have to name a MVP, as presented by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. And we also, I believe I have in my head, the collision of the game. But first, let's talk about the stats from our statistician, Mark Urban.
Well, I went through my hieroglyphics here, and because there was a lot of writing.
Excellent.
The Owls had over 80 offensive plays tonight. That's the first time I've seen that in a long time. They've had at least 20 plays each quarter, and they dominated at the time of possession. But let's break down some individual stats. We'll start out with Jordy Thompson, ran the ball 12 times, and he was not to be denied. He was hit a ton of times in the backfield, still made positive
his
yards.
After contact would be
huge.
Insane.
Yeah, but he ended up 12 rushes, 84 yards. The big player for the offense today was Talon Reese. Listen to this, Jimmy. 25 of 31, so only 6 incomplete passes, and 2 of those he intentionally threw away towards the end of the game. 25-31, 339 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah. 83 yards, 33 yards, and I believe one was 5 or 6 yards, but 3 touchdowns nonetheless. Jake Franz, he snuck up on us.
Yeah, he did.
9 catches, 152 yards.
Wow.
He brought in touchdown catches of 33 and 83 yards. And then we can't leave out A.J. Gleason tonight with a couple of touchdown runs. His numbers may not have been as big as we've seen in the past, but he made the big plays when they needed big plays.
He was an absolute spark.
Yeah, between him and Evan Whitmore tonight, fantastic. So that brings us defensively. Mr. Whitmore, 5 tackles, 2 sacks, caused a fumble. But that man was a firecracker out there tonight. I think you've seen a leader step up for this Owls defense. And Mr. Whitmore not only stepped up, but he improved the play of everybody around him. And he also got quite a bit of time on the offensive line tonight, which he did a fantastic job. A.J. Gleason chipped in, 6 tackles, 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
Eric Himes, 5 tackles. And Jordy Thompson, again, he had 5 tackles tonight and had a fumble recovery, excuse me. And if I did mention that Evan had that fumble, he caused that fumble in the first half there. So, I mean, there's a lot of – I know we give out some individual awards, but to me, that line needs some special recognition tonight, both offensively and defensively, because they played fantastic.
Yeah.
And I also believe I'd like to give a personal shout out to Evan Whitmore. You played like an absolute beast tonight, and I'm proud to not only know you personally, but to be able to call these games for you. It was a lot of fun to watch you tonight. So congratulations, young man.
Well, I will say anytime you have a quarterback, you know, who's able to throw for 339 yards and complete 25 of 31 passes, that means your offensive line is doing something right.
Yes.
They were also running the ball with no real problems at all. Not only were they doing that, they were doing that after that week one performance against a much bigger Punxsutawney team. So to bounce back like that, you know, to be able to shake that off, short memory, whatever that is, and get just, you know, ragdolled basically in week one, and then come back and do that to someone else in week two, it shows a lot of mental toughness. It shows that the Owls are not signing up and on board for another 0-10 season or anything like that. I think they're going to come out here and they're going to show some fight, and taking it to Countersport. You know, we've said it a few times tonight, that a reigning D9 Class 3 champ. I think we've got a couple of wins on the schedule now that we can look at and really have some conversations about what this team can do.
Yep.
It's very exciting, and hopefully that continues. You know, you mentioned a couple of the guys. It made it really hard. I do want to start with someone that you shouted out personally. That's Evan Whitmore, who I think is going to get our collision of the game. The love Toyota collision in the game.
There was two collisions on one play.
Yeah. Yeah, there really was. Yeah. It's sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. This one was tough, man. I thought there was some really good hits. AJ Gleason had one that I specifically remember.
Yeah.
And I believe the other might have come from Himes.
I believe so. Yeah, early in the first half, Himes had a big hit on the sideline over here.
Yeah, and what happened is, you know, if you're factoring in like the game, in-game, what did this play mean? Then without a doubt, you combine that with the actual head itself. Evan Whitmore's sack.
Yes.
On a fourth down, a fourth and short.
Yeah.
I think a fourth and one. Evan Whitmore gets a sack on a huge play, or it was a third and one rather, and it forced a fourth and five is what it was.
Yeah, because he blasted the back trying to block him. I mean, ran him flat over, clean right off his shoes.
He ran through his block and then sacked the quarterback. It was one of the more beastly straight-up sacks that you'll find, solo sacks that you'll find in a long time. And he had just overall an excellent game.
Yeah,
For the Owls to have four takeaways tonight, and he's responsible. He has the forced fumble, the fumble recovery, on top of Jordy Thompson's fumble recovery, and also the two interceptions from AJ Gleason. But boy, he played a huge part, like you said, I think developing into a leader as well on the defense. So congratulations, Evan Whitmore. That's the collision of the game by the Love Toyota Collision Center. Yep.
And quickly to point out, the Owls only had one turnover in tonight's game, and that was early in the first half. I mean, just a freak fumble, nothing major, just it happened. And that was early, and they just turned it on from here on out. I mean, that game was completely different. To me, that was a turning point in the game.
Yeah, I think so. And from there, you know, it got real hard for the MVP of the game. Now, this is presented by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. The MVP of the game, I thought, you know, boy, Talon Reese is hard to deny. And then we saw what happened when Gleason entered the game and how quickly the tides turned. I mean, they were winning the field position battle, but as soon as Gleason came out there, it's touchdown, touchdown.
Right.
He ends up with a pair of rushing touchdowns along with two interceptions, one of which was brought back with a pretty big return. And then every time, you know, that he would make his case, Gleason would make his case, it's another Reese show, puts on a show, and then, but who's the guy he's throwing to? It seems to be Franz an awful lot. He's piling up some numbers as well. It ends up being Talon Reese as the MVP of the game. And you said the numbers, it's eye popping. It's 25 for 31. That completion rate is wild. 339 yards and three touchdowns. Talon Reese, the MVP of the game presented by the Model T in Derrick City. Wild, wild night for these guys, and for a couple of those guys in particular to put up the stats they did. It's eye-popping, and I think it's a big momentum shift going back home to Parkway Field.
Absolutely.
Next week against Otto Eldred.
Yeah, I mean, as we see every week, week in, week out, even through the struggles the Owls have had the last few seasons, those stands are always packed.
Yeah.
The student section gets bigger every single game. Obviously, the parents and the community are out there. I've been seeing a lot of Owl alumni football players. I mean, some guys that played back in the 60s and 70s are showing up. And then they traveled well here tonight. So I expect a big crowd in Bradford next Friday night. It's going to be the place to be for sure. And I'm excited to do this.
especially it being against Otto Eldred. You know, we'll have some visiting fans as well, I think.
Sure.
So it'll get rowdy. It'll be a lot of fun. You can join us for that, obviously, every Friday night for the next several weeks, all season long, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Tomorrow, we got our first NCAA football game of the year on WESB Sports. You can tune in for that at 11:30 a.m., and then we catch back up with the Pirates tomorrow evening in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Until next week, that's it from us for Owls football. For my color commentary and statistician, Mark Irvin, and my sound engineer, Nick Young's back at the station. This is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.